like radio, less like crap.
Audible.com presents 50 Shades of Grey, the erotic best-selling novel read by Gilbert Gottfried.
My inner goddess has stopped dancing and is staring too, open-mouthed and drooling slightly.
Hear it the way it was meant to be heard.
Keep still, he orders, and slowly he inserts his thumb inside me, rotating it around and around, stroking the front wall of my vagina. No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to? I agree to the fisting, but I'd really like to claim your ass!
Famed voice actor Gilbert Gottfried gives a reading that can only be described as sensual.
Holy fuck, is this wrong! But holy hell, is it erotic!
Let Christian Grey seduce you over and over again through the voice of Gilbert Gottfried.
But when he hits my clitoris, I cry out loudly. Oh, please, I groan. Quiet, he orders. Not taking his eyes off mine, he scrunches my panties in his hand, holds them up to his nose, and inhales deeply. His hands reach around and touch my breasts, and my nipples pucker at his touch.
Holy shit, this is hot.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I have a feeling that this is like the new viral reaction thing. You buy one of these shitty sodas from this dumb company,
dude,
drink it and have the reaction.
I think Royce and Sean were kind of bitching it up. You know?
Yeah. Hey, fuck you. Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch.
Mitch, I am going to order you. Fuck him. I'm going to order. You know, you're not order. Fuck yeah. I'm going to order it here. I'm going to order the entire six pack. And when we go to the live event, I'm going to have a nice and chill.
There we go.
So then we've got.
That's what I was getting at.
You fucking bitching it up, Mitch.
Yeah, that's how you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Which one would you like?
I would like the ranch dressing or the buffalo. I think would be one of those two.
Ew. Okay, that's fine. Buffalo it is. Because does it taste like buffalo wings?
No, it tastes a buffalo.
Thank you, Dee, for posing.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hang on to your hats, you devil dogs, because the master bebop blaster of all time is going to give you a soul injection.
I'm the greatest man in the world!
Woo! It's time for Dutch and Royce. Don't forget, we are better than you.
Oh my god!
We are the straightest show that talks about sucking dudes' cocks.
Two of my favorite things in the world are kids singing adult songs and pageants.
You don't fucking know. You think it's all smiles and tits?
Stop doing that to me.
Why? I like it.
You're pissing me off. That's why.
So look out here. Forget her push. Look at her hair, asshole.
Starting over. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to do this the right way because I'm a professional broadcaster.
You just click on the screen.
You have no idea. Shut up. I know what I'm doing.
Boner.
You see that movable arrow?
Why do I work with you idiots?
Get off the stage, you fucking faggots! Jesus fucking Christ!
Yeah, rave mosh pit time! Hi, everybody! Welcome to Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com. It's Tuesday, July 29th, 2014. I am Joel Dutch Van Raden here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Marie Lopez.
Hello.
Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Johnny Cake Sanzari.
I'll catch you next time, gadget.
And Big Booby D.
Hello.
And is our boy J5 on as well?
I am also here.
Okay, we were trying to cross promote with you at your last show, or at least it was called Unsigned Hype. What happened?
Well, the source sucks all available dicks. And yeah. So Unsigned Hype is no more.
Now the source is what now?
Source magazine is apparently, they're supposed to be a hip-hop publication, but they're more of a gossip column now. Mm-hmm. They used to be a hip-hop publication that did apparently help the rights of Eminem and Biggie Smalls, as well as many others, reach the heights that they reached today in their quote-unquote Unsigned Hype column. Their Unsigned Hype column now, however, is a joke, and apparently I put them back on the map, so they're trying to piggyback off of our hard work here at More Like Radio.
You put them on the map?
Put them back on the map.
Now, how long have they had an Unsigned Hype column on the source?
I don't know. I think they told me years. I don't know. When did Eminem come out?
Like 12 years ago.
All right. Well, yeah, before
like,
that.
Like 2000, 2001.
All right. Well, then before that.
Now,
I still think they should be paying you royalties.
Yeah.
I also feel that way as well.
Now, did you ever do any kind of research when you were, you know, formulating your show?
You know what? Not for nothing. I was unaware that you could trademark words like that. So even if something did pop up, I would have never have thought twice to look at it, because I'd have just been like, eh, that's why we decided to go with Unsigned Hype with Johnny Five. Since there were so many Unsigned Hypes out there. But apparently I'm the only one that's a threat that they decided that I have to shut down. Because there's still tons of Unsigned Hypes not related to them.
What if they're going down the line, but you were just number one on the list?
All right. Well, we'll see. I'm going to keep close eyes on their tyrannic shutdown of all other Unsigned Hypes.
You know, I just have to say kudos to you. You know, I love having firsts for everything on the station, and you gave us our first cease and desist. You know, it was great.
Really? First cease and desist?
First cease and desist was you. So, right. Bravo to J5.
Yay!
Getting on the map. Love it. Yeah, I was reading the emails on my way out of work the other day. And I'm getting in my car, and I don't really check my emails because I just put my phone down and start driving. And I'm like, C&D. What does C&D stand for again? Feel like I should know what that is.
Syndics.
Bother opening in a PDF attachment on my phone. I'll just read it when I get to the house. And then I get home, and Royce is like, yeah. I was like, oh, no.
Cool story. Huh?
But awesome. So how'd you come up with the new name? What was your thought process? And what didn't make the cut?
Oh, man. So many things didn't make the cut.
Signed Hype.
Signed. All Pop All the Time didn't make the cut. Fucking Sellout Radio was already taken.
I just love the way radio. I just love the way lawyers talk to you. Like when you call, I just like they try to intimidate you, and it's not intimidating. Like, you know, when someone's trying to be scary. Like, it's like,
yeah,
going,
I mean,
to
use big words and shit.
It's like going to a shitty haunted house where the guy's trying too hard.
I guess
it's like, you're scary. Not, what are you doing? Like, it's like, you know, we're being nice. This, no, you're not being nice. By law, you have to send a cease and desist before you do jack or shit, you moron. So fucking stop and shut up. And guess what? As long as we change the name, I could say the source sucks every fucking dick I've ever heard of.
But they do.
So fuck.
But these brains are not spaghetti. It's really brains.
Oh, so dumb. Yeah, exactly. No, they're not eyeballs. They're just peeled grapes. Shut up. Not a real lawyer.
Out of control.
You're some paralegal that fucking sits there and sends out these form letters.
Hey, by the way, they don't even have the necessary paperwork filed.
They don't have a
C&D is just like a warning shot. They don't. It's not necessary.
But they don't have the name patent either. They're fighting that they've had the name for a long time. Or
yeah, they figured if they just sent, you know, some, I would say stay strong. But if you don't want to even want to have to deal with it in the future, but you know, they just essentially have, yeah, like you said, a paralegal that just sends out these quote strongly worded emails or letters to scare you, to just so they don't have to deal with it in the future. So
I didn't even think the source was relevant anymore.
It's not.
Exactly. They're not.
It's not 2004 anymore.
They're so excited that they just hit a million followers on fucking Facebook. I'm like, you're man. Gonna,
congratulations. You guys are hating on the source.
We could do that all day.
You can do that all
day. I can do this all day.
All day.
I got it all day,
I do this all day, Winston.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
Yeah, I got it all day, too.
Winston!
Why are you yelling at me?
I'll do this all day. I'll do it all day, Winston.
Source away. What old magazines am I going to read when I'm at the dentist? National Geographic? No, thank you.
I'd rather.
Highlights, man.
Oh, shut Wait, up.
What dentist you go to that they have Source car, laying around?
It's not in
a car and
it's
track
not neighborhood. It's not in a good neighborhood. They do a lot of grills there.
Oh, okay. It was the only one that your actual dental plan would cover.
Yeah. And by the way, that's another thing. Fucking rap magazines, and there's Double XL. I thought that was just a magazine for fat
that's
guys.
That's not toilet paper?
I thought that's what it was, too.
That's what I use it for.
Yeah, Double XL is another terrible, shitty magazine.
Does anybody ever buy magazines anymore? I'm trying to think of the last magazine I actually bought.
Magazines. No one.
Yes, they do. Bird owners. That's what they line the bottom of the cages with.
Oh.
I mean, I still get Game Informer, but I get that for free until 2020.
Yeah.
They were just throwing subscriptions at people. I think the last one I got, I think, was like a Hustler or a Penthouse because it had the 10 hours of free porn on a DVD.
I got Game Informer.
Don't you have an internet?
This was This was back in like 2000 and late. Yeah, like it was a long time ago.
Unless you use Adam and Eve, Deal 48, and you get like 75 DVDs that you're never going to use. So that was
that anal hole spreader.
Yeah.
Well, right. Hey, use those DVDs as like, you know, shot puts in the backyard and chuck them at
it's
kids.
It's even awkward. You like it's to the point now where using a DVD or a CD is weird. It's like a weird thing for me.
What is this?
Yeah,
I have
this?
To input something into
what
something
is this?
Else.
I want just everything to come from space into my car immediately. I don't want to have to use cumbersome discs.
Cumbersome.
I want to the only thing that I want cumbersome on my radio is 7 Mary 3, and that's it. That's it.
Well, I found a reason.
What do you guys think is the over under
on my hand? Sorry, Dutch.
The over under on physical medium, like, or physical media being just completely gone.
Oh my god, a physical medium is like a guy who could read
10 years. Yeah, I would go 10 years
strong.
Too.
No,
yeah, I think about 10 years.
In 10 years, it's gonna be. The only like physical media left is going to be the niche market, like the same people that still buy records.
Whoa, African American markets.
He's right there.
Excuse me, I still get my vinyls from a Blast from the Past.
There's an awful lot of honkies on this call right now,
including Jay.
Yeah, I know. Leave Xavier Woods alone.
Yeah,
you look just like Xavier Woods, bro.
You mean Louis Farrakhan?
Yeah.
So,
no comment.
Xavier Woods sucks.
He's thinking of some witty battle rap.
I wasn't.
He's gonna smash you, Royce.
He's gonna battle.
I look nothing like Xavier Woods. He couldn't.
Oh, okay. Just because I'm racist doesn't mean I'm wrong.
That's
J5. Unless you go to the live event and show up and show us your face, otherwise that you don't, we're gonna just keep on assuming that you do.
Well, and also your Cards Against Humanity card says you do.
Oh, yeah. All right.
By the way, which will be at the More Like Radio live event, which is at Just Jake's in Montclair, New Jersey, August 9th.
I like this Mitch guy. He does, you know, professional things. Unlike Joel.
Who's on his cell phone right now.
Hold on, you guys. I'm on the phone with family stuff. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to make fun of you.
Yeah, guys.
Tell Urkel I said what's up.
What?
Family matters.
Oh.
Oh god.
Thank you, J5. Well, Jesus Christ.
Now that we have an urban representative, I feel like I should ask questions.
Is that what the J stands for?
What did I do now?
J5.
Oh.
Question. Do you guys only shop at Urban Outfitters?
Yeah. I don't really know what that is.
Okay, well,
see,
I guess
so
that's
the answer
a no.
Is no.
There's not a Urban Outfitters in the hood. Mm-hmm. It's just
outfitters, not footers.
Oh, and like I told you up there, we're working on a parody song called Talk Squirrely to Me, and we really like for you to write a rap song about squirrels.
Yeah.
A rap verse about squirrels.
You got to redo the Two Chainz part.
Thank you. We would appreciate it. We don't have any other black friends.
I got the rest.
But Suck My Penis has to be in there.
You guys don't. I have plenty of them.
What?
Black friends.
Oh, they say black penis.
I have lots of friends.
Are they like Pokemon for you guys? You just got to catch them all?
I collect as many as possible.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes two or three of the same one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh no, my Pokemon evolved into the president. See what I did there?
You're an ass.
I did. I saw you.
He's the biggest ass.
But Barack Obama already knows four moves. He can't learn five.
Listen, all I'm saying is on your show, you may drop N-bombs as often as 360 on 420.
Whoa.
It's just through music.
No, there's not actually. I for one, am a big fan of, what's it called? My Time Now. I don't want to get sued. My Time Now. And by the way, no downtime, motherfucker. You just keep going. You didn't even take a fucking second
turn
off.
Turn down for what, bro?
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't turn down for nothing.
Down for anybody. Nobody.
Here's something else. Is Lil Jon the most paid per lyric rapper alive? Because if you really think about it, turn down for what is what? Seven words, the entire song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So then you like compare it to, like, say, Mos Def, who there's like a lot of words.
I mean, if you think
break it down via lyric, or he's like, higher paid per lyric.
Or like Shots, where it's the same word repeated.
That's the other one. It's not even rhyming. He's rhyming shots with shots.
17 times.
Everybody.
He says everybody.
Everybody.
Where's your club hit?
If you think about the context of that song, though, there's the other, there's the LMFAO guys, which add another layer to that. Right?
But they're not black. They're half black.
Yeah.
Well, one of them is actually black.
They're African American.
Slightly, slightly black.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start using African Americans at my job.
J5. So, I was talking to the other dudes about that turn down for what, and it just makes me realize he has to be a genius, like a literal, like Weird Al level genius when it comes to it. Because
I love how
he's got the hair.
Well, no, Marie, he's not the one writing the songs. People don't realize that's DJ Snake who did that song. He just got him to.
I imagine that he just spent 6 months worth of research and development, walking into clubs, sitting in the back corner with a little, pen and paper, and sitting. You know what?
Turn down for what?
People like it when the music goes louder. What if?
Oh, God.
I make a song that says turn down for what?
I think you're giving them way too much credit.
Or people significantly seem to enjoy songs more when they have a shot. What if I write a song about drinking shots so that the clubs want to play it, so that people buy shots, so that they drink more, so that they enjoy my song?
No, he's the...
Hey, everybody, this is J5 on the record player, and right now we're playing that famous song, so anybody that's in this room right now, this song playing, you'll get a free shot!
I don't know. Then you have to play an air horn.
No, yeah, the reverse horn. No, Marie, he's just the world's most well-known hype man. That's all he is.
More than Flavor Flav, I think not.
Nope. I think he takes the cake because the amount of, like you said, these paid per lyric. What was that, Jay?
I think. Go ahead, Jay.
Definitely bigger than Flavor Flav.
No. I mean, nobody is.
Flavor Flav don't have his own beverage.
Dutch, you're not giving him enough credit. I think Lil Jon is just
a god amongst men.
I mean, he's just so smart. He's just so smart.
Marie's onto something.
He's a man of few words.
I'm not sure how I follow your logic here.
So many other songs have to use all these words to get a message across. And he does it in so few,
right,
so successfully on, just consistent levels.
He's a black Ernest Hemingway.
I don't think anybody's writing those words.
Stick a shotgun to the face.
I don't think anybody's sending that to him and like, hey, Lil Jon, I thought of this dope ass song for you. Turn down for what? That's all you say. Now please pay me. I don't think he's
listen, the original writer actually wrote out drink, string, 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 string. Guys,
no, man. You gotta do shots, man. You gotta show it down a little bit, man. Shots.
Alcoholic beverages.
That's right. And the original writer was turned down for what? And he said, okay, I'll do it, sir. He goes, no, do not accept that. You say for what? And you don't do it for them. And that
he's like, Lil Jon, I need you to turn down. Man, turn down, man, turn down for what?
What?
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Pay him. Boom.
Pay him.
Pay him $8 billion.
Pay him.
No, he lucked out, man. Like some people have like a really good yelling voice, like a good screaming, like a regular yelling guy.
You're doing it wrong!
People who just have really funny yelling voices, he was able to translate that into the hip hop community.
What about Dr. Claw?
I think people forget though that he had to the window to the wall.
To the sweat drop down.
Balls.
Oski's Crawl. I mean, come on, that song.
J5, I never forget.
Okay.
Actually, once again, the original writer of the song was to the ottoman and to the ceiling fan. And yes.
That's so nuts.
Instead, because that rhymes with balls.
Yeah. To the ottoman, to the ceiling fan.
Yeah, see,
the moisture goes down my testicles.
Yeah.
And the original lyrics were ejaculate. And he's like, that's like too many syllables, dude. Try skeet.
Skate. Oh, so he really is. He's a genius, is what he is.
Yes. He is. He's a
wind talker.
Avant garde of his craft. Mm-hmm.
I don't know the last time we've done a segment this ignorant.
What?
Not true. What about that segment? What about segment
sure you Holocaust? To.
What about the segment you did the Holocaust? Not on my watch.
Well, it was a fancy watch.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Do you think Turn Down for What was about the Holocaust? They're like, yeah, and Turn Down Furnace, Turn Down for What? Yeah.
I don't think
that's not. I don't think that at all.
No. Although, I like where you're going with this.
Someone said
as long
YOLO
as you don't
cost
get stuck
earlier.
In a giant vagina, you'll have the respect of the Germans.
Okay. Thank you, Anderson.
YOLO cost? I like that.
Yeah, someone said YOLO cost earlier.
Hashtag YOLO cost. Like it.
Take credit if it was you.
Hey, me, be farther away from your mic next time.
Hey, shut up more.
I think
so,
hey, DB40.
Everyone.
Oh, she cut herself off. Johnny or J5 or Sir Dogside. Yes. What is your name of choice this week?
It's always Sir Dogside.
Right.
It's Johnny. We know you're Jay, though.
Now, when were you knighted?
Well, see, that's a long, complicated story that I don't really like to get into because it's a little personal.
As is tradition. Did you have sex with the Queen of England?
I don't like to talk about my knighting, but just know that it's very legit. It's very official.
He banged the Queen of England.
Is it too legit?
Too legit to quit, in fact.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably like ate out Queen Elizabeth or something.
Ew.
Hey, bro. Wow, there's really a soundbite for that.
It's probably like licking.
I got him everybody.
Yeah, there's a soundbite for everything.
Between me and Mitch, we got them all.
Oh. Except Dutch has dumb fat fingers and Mitch is all...
Dark side. Dark side is what brings us together today. Do you have a wing? Quoting the very best rubber to the window, to the wall, the sweat dropped down my ball. All them bitches qual.
Someone please send me that so I can play it.
We will send it to you, sir. No problem. Maybe it'll get him signed.
Or sued.
I hope he gets sued. I don't want to say the.
Get sued. Oh, God.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
I'm going to cut out of here and finish up with my day.
Yeah, you do that.
All right, Jay.
You guys have a good show, man.
Hey, what's the name of your new show again?
My Time Now.
Tell all the shoddies I said sup.
Shoddies.
I'm going to see the new logo.
Shoddies, bro.
I'm going to let... Yeah, the new. We're working on a new logo right now. I got my guy on it. We changed the Twitter background. Everything's changed. So right now, I'm just waiting on the logo. Should have it done by next week.
Don't sue me, bro.
Wait, J5. Wait, I got one name for your show.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
I know, okay. Right?
All right, so... What was the name of your show that you decided for?
My Time Now.
Okay. Call it Flock Time.
What?
I don't get it.
That hoe over there walking time.
Oh, my God. Bye.
Jesus. That was so bad you made Jay hang up.
For real.
He hates us now.
Oh, my God. The source is going to sue John just out of principle.
Wait, it's John.
You. Not the little one.
Oh, the big John, because I'm really big.
Because you got that big dick.
Someone should...
my penis.
Yes!
Nice.
Yay!
That's what I forgot to do this week.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thanks, buddy.
Mitch. My penis.
Someone should tell him it just looks like it's mountain time, because MTN is his acronym.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, wow, okay.
Good. Now we're not going to call it that forever.
Your show is now called Mountain Time from here on out, buddy. Sorry.
Yes, everybody, I love it.
Sorry.
What is happening?
Awesomeness.
I guess
We're being jerks like usual.
Not getting
now. He's
going to
get sued by Mountain Dew. Great. We're never going to win.
Okay, I have. I want to do a new little segment.
No.
Here, open my.
Oh, Dutch! While you pull yours up, I have.
I'm just gonna do a cute video of the week for Dee and Marie.
Oh, cute video of those.
Now, Dutch, before you pull this up, I had a quick idea for a segment. We don't have to do it now, but you tell me. It's called Peanut Butter Smelly. What I do is I put peanut butter under blindfolded Sean's nose or poop, and he has to decide which one's which.
I like it.
It seems like it would be a one-off, but sure.
One off. It's going to be at the beginning.
No, I don't know if I want to do
it's
this.
It's going to be weekly.
When did I say this was okay?
And then we'll make a song. It's peanut butter smelly time. Peanut butter smelly time.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Where you at?
Where you at?
You know, yeah. I mean, because
you should definitely do this in August.
Peanut butter jelly time.
No!
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Where you at?
As long as it's
Sean, not, go with it. It's a good idea, though.
No, as long as it's not grape jelly.
No, there's no jelly. It's either peanut
but
butter
I want
or doodles.
Jelly. It's peanut butter smelly.
I won't do it
peanut
unless
butter
it's
peanut butter smelly.
Peanut butter smelly with a baseball bat.
Maybe.
Can I get to my cute video of the week?
Yes. Maybe.
Yay.
Yes.
All right. Just I screen shared on my end, so
it's the cream of the crop.
All right. So D, click over to my thing, and Marie, you might want to lean over so you can watch this as well.
Yeah,
apparently,
send me the thing. Send it. No, there's no leaning. Just send it. Send it somewhere, you asshole.
Oh, well, wait. Jesus. Don't worry, though, Dutch. When we move, we're gonna be set up nice with a screen so everyone can see.
I was
your
gonna
move.
Say, man.
I was going to say, man. That's what Dutch sounds like.
Where is it? Is it this that you put in the chat that I'm clicking on right now?
I love it. Yes. I have such a video pulled up, and it's just of the MLR chat that I'm looking at.
All right, here you go. All right, so apparently this little, the owner was away for 2 years in Europe, and she came back home to see her dog that she grew up with and everything. It was a little schnauzer, I think. But here you go. Listen to this. The thing apparently, well, just, it, yeah, watch. Hurting her ears, she's like holding it. The thing is freaking out, by the way, if you're not.
I miss you so much.
Is it getting tortured?
And it passes out.
That dog's doing it.
Is she okay, by the way?
He was so excited.
It's still going too.
That's the happiest thing I've ever seen. No one has ever loved me that much.
Aww. Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, oftentimes John shits on the yard.
Just dragging my butt across the front lawn.
But there you go. Cute video. Dog misses its owner for so much that it passes out with excitement.
I have one for fans. This one's more visual, but so we don't have to play now. But just look it up in your free time. It's people fall down in Disneyland.
Oh my god, that was fucking hilarious!
5 minutes of people in costume and like Mickey costumes or in parades just falling down.
The thing that got me was I've never seen somebody in Disney costume fall or mess up ever, and it never occurred to me that. They're in great danger if they ever fell that they wouldn't be able to get their because their costume falls
some
apart.
Some of them are like turtles. Like when they fall, they can't get up on their own. They're like turtles. They just stay there.
It's not like you can just trip and quickly get back up. They trip and they mess up the entire thing. It's just completely
the parade
ruined.
Is ruined. It's kids destroyed. Are crying.
All happy memories are now gone. They're destroyed because the person just falls out of the suit. Guards have to run and pick them up and drag them off.
They haul them off and they get so, like a fresh.
They're immediately
talent.
Killed.
Yeah.
Like a horse track at the Derby.
Probably fired the hole. Immediately.
You have broken the magic. You must be killed.
No, I can change.
One time I went to Disneyland and they had this like special thing going on where they would take audience members. It was like the Have a Dream parade or whatever. And you would dance with characters and stuff and be a part of the parade. And they picked us. And I had to dance with the ant from Ants, Bug's Life or whatever. Flick, yeah. Or whatever his name is.
Right.
He kept hitting me with his giant ant butt. And so I kept stumbling and messing up. He's like, you're really bad at this. Do you even know you're left from your right? And I'm like, shut up, Flick.
He was
like,
saying this was through the helmet?
Dick.
I thought they're not supposed to talk to you.
Rude. No, he was just, he just hated me.
Was he carrying?
I'm like, well, You're hitting me with your aunt butt.
What was the name of that parade? Like celebrating like, dreams?
It's something like that. Yeah.
And he's yelling at you that you can't dance?
Yeah.
Walking around with really a big leaf in his mouth.
Albert got to dance with the cute little raccoon from Pocahontas.
Whoa, the cute. Well, I'll forget it.
Miko?
Miko.
That's the one.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, I got this and jerk aunt.
You just got hit in the butt by an aunt.
And I got beat up by whatever. What is an aunt called?
Butt slam!
It's thorax.
Thorax? Okay.
That's not the name of the ant from Bug's Life.
I made that up.
No, the abdomen.
Oh, ants.
No, there's an abdomen and there's a thorax.
Oh.
Yeah. He was getting all technical on your ass.
Apparently.
What's
so.
An ant's butt called?
Penis.
People don't understand this, but Royce could totally win on Jeopardy.
I get all the answers right because I know so much about.
Dude, I know a little bit about everything, but not exactly. Much about anything.
Exactly. It's
if they made You Don't Know Jack an actual game show.
If they made a game show where you could win by going, oh, I totally know this. That thing.
Then Marie would win.
Then I would totally win.
She's really good at that game.
She's space cadet that shit.
I'll be like, and they're like, it's Mephistopheles. I'm like, yeah, that! Is that
what
thing.
What if they made a game show based around Cards Against Humanity?
That would be fantastic.
I'm sure they will in the future.
How would you win?
Yeah, but then I'm sure they're probably going to have like a game show that's like supposed to be like edgy. A lot
can
like
you imagine if Vegas had a card game of Cards Against Humanity and you were playing against the house?
I would like to go to Vegas and find a casino that has war, rock, paper, scissors, and how many fingers am I holding up?
You would they would never
just like
win.
Vegas Vacation?
Exactly.
Good job, John. Good job.
Flick is an asshole. Did he have that smiley face on too while he was saying it?
Yeah.
I just
he was smiling, but he was
you're
not
fucking
nice.
I hear that in Disney, like you have to sign like a major contract and you can get like sued for a lot if you take your helmet off on purpose. Like
In the yeah, he didn't take it off, but he was definitely talking to me through it.
It's a big deal to be a character.
I mean, they kind of had to talk to you because they had to tell you like the moves because I had to perform in this stupid parade with this fat ant butt.
Why did you have to?
Yeah, why did you have to?
Because it's magical.
Because they asked me and it was Albert
Disney.
And Peter's birthday and they're really excited about it.
It's Disney and they do whatever they tell you.
You just do what they tell you to do, okay?
I swear to God, they're the second coming of the Antichrist. Because
plus all the other ones I totally would have loved to do a parade with. No, I got the lame ant.
Are the Jews gone?
Bug's Life.
What?
That's so sad.
It wasn't my dream.
Royce, I don't know how to segue out of this.
I don't know, Dutch. What would you
21
like?
21 sex facts that will blow your mind. How about that?
Blow.
I did say blow.
You get that?
To blave.
The sex joke.
I don't get it.
You see, because you can blow somebody.
Okay.
Like with your mouth to the penis.
All right, and a bunch of these are geared towards females, so the girls on the show.
Nice.
See if you guys can help me out here. Here we go. About 1% of females are able to achieve orgasm solely through breast stimulation.
Nice.
Yes.
Is that true, Sherry?
True.
True.
Can you achieve orgasm solely through breast stimulation?
Yes. My nipple piercings are awesome. Let me tell you.
Wow, so you're saying we have a bunch of 1%ers on this show?
Yeah.
We have a bunch of 1%ers.
Awesome. It ain't not like street
orgasm quality, but...
Well, it says 1% can achieve full orgasm just through that alone.
Well, then I am part of the 1%. Finally.
Really? Like, if... Let's just say, like, at the live event, like, John were just to milk you. For like a half hour.
Well, milk would not come out.
Well, you know what I mean, but like
lemonade would
that
come
probably
out.
Wouldn't work.
So
on the corner,
like, what would work?
Imagine John dressed as a farmer's maid.
Oh, like
and he walks up with a bucket
and just milks you.
His overalls in a big tin bucket.
No, sucking.
I actually have a pair of overalls.
But he would have to do it at the butt crack of dawn too, and just sit down on the stairs.
Get out here, Dave.
Wake me up at 5 a.m. and milk my breasts. I will not be happy.
He found a piece of wheat somewhere. He's
just chewing that on is it. Too early.
What is going on?
No, oral stimulation.
Okay, so like
wait, while he, I'm milking someone.
Okay, not, now what if he?
Not like every guy I've ever been with, but some. Well, every person I've ever been with, but sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What's going on now?
Cool. Let's see.
Cool.
This is really. The average female orgasm lasts 20 seconds. I knew that actually.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 12% of women use their cell phones after sex. Well, how about 100% of men?
100%.
Yeah. I was going to say. Premature.
Well, I mean, how long after sex? Because, yes, after having sex, at some point I will end up using my cell phone.
Nah, that's just what it says. I'd be surprised if it was that during.
I give up cell phones.
I mean, I don't call people during, but the camera comes into use.
Sometimes.
Sometimes people call you, and sometimes, you know, you have to pick up.
Have you guys ever answered the phone? Have you guys ever answered the phone during sex?
Yep.
Can I call you?
Yeah.
Like, can you let me know when you're about to so I can call you and talk to you?
Sure. Okay. That could be arranged.
Sherry, you're a creep.
We're all creeps. Don't worry about it.
Let's see. 19. Premature ejaculation is the most common form of sexual dysfunction in younger men. I think we all know that. After fingers and vibrators, candles are the phallic objects used most often by women.
Ugh. Oh, ooh, I have a we lotion have candle.
Huge candles around.
Big,
here.
You got. Wow.
Yeah, I have a lotion candle, so when you pour it on them, it doesn't hurt.
Nice. Every candle we have is like this big around.
What's the point if there's not a little?
Talking about a stick.
15% of men have penises longer than 7 inches. Really?
That's true.
Yep, that's true.
Oh. Okay.
I'm the 1%er.
I'm a 15%er.
It's not 1%er, guys. 15%.
I just thought it. I thought the percentage would be a lot higher. I thought I thought it'd be like at least 1/3 of all men had that.
No.
But are they doing the world population?
No, because think of how many people live in China.
There you go.
Good point.
Excuse the
I'm
average.
I'm going to assume that this is from an American study.
Penis so small. Drop now. Come on.
I'm trying to read this, Marie.
Yeah.
Penis so small.
Penis so
small. Let's see.
Penis so small.
Where's it going to happen?
Yes.
See, that's the reason why I can't play drops, because stuff will automatically play
it's
afterwards.
So we can have nice things.
You burn 200 calories during 30 minutes of sex. That's it?
Say that again?
You burn 200 calories during 30 minutes of sex. I thought it'd be more than that.
That's all subjective to what kind of sex you're having. It depends what you're doing.
Yeah.
What if you're doing like hot yoga sex?
What's that?
Right.
It's when the room is at like a really like you're pretty much fucking in like in a sauna.
Or if you're doing like an Eiffel Tower, that's a huge upper body workout because you're high-fiving your buddy so many times.
Uh-huh. He's just a high five. He's right. But
I get a good
but it's a it's repetitive motion.
What was that, D? D, you got to get closer to your mic, honey.
A good squat workout.
Put it in your mouth.
You got to balance.
Yeah, on your butt.
What? Here we go. In Australia, 22% of women had sex with someone without sympathy.
Okay.
What?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, apparently they're saying that girls in Australian chicks are dirty birdies. Like, they'll just fuck a person just to fuck them.
Yes, they
are. Or marsupial.
They are.
Oh, I've heard that.
They are sluts. I bang.
My brother was in the Navy, and he said.
You gotta get closer to your mic, baby.
Sluttiest. Oh. My brother was in the Navy, and he said that the sluttiest chicks lived in Australia.
They do.
That's what I've heard.
Especially if you're in the military.
Because they've already gone down on you. Down under.
They were born down under.
Shut up, Marie.
Thank you. Just walk away. Your lives will be spared. Just walk away.
I don't know what that is.
Mad Max, my friend.
Oh my God, I haven't seen that movie since it came out.
I've never seen that movie.
Is in here?
I don't like everybody's impression of me tonight.
It's pretty good.
Oh, poor Doug.
Before sex, the lower parts of a woman's vagina narrows for better grip on a man's penis.
It's true.
Yup.
Almost lost a finger like that one. It's very true.
Dude.
It's like a vice grip.
It is. You have to be careful.
Megan. Yeah, Megan ruined.
Put pentels in there so they break.
Uh-huh.
I think that's why I'm still circumcised.
What?
I don't understand what that means.
Neither does he.
John just throwing things out tonight. What?
What are you talking about?
Because when you're going, because when you're fucking a girl and then it squeezes, it pulls the skin from the back of the shaft to the front of the shaft.
It does. What are you talking about, John?
Penis science.
Cock science.
See?
Oh, cock science.
See what I told you? This is a classy show tonight.
It really is.
Degree.
Megan ruined sex for me because she was able to figure out that, you know, she went down and as she would go up, like on a upstroke, she knew how to like squeeze in, you know, like do that whole kick. But hers was like a G.I. Joe Kung Fu type grip with her vagina.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. She was so good.
Mm-hmm.
I miss her.
Mm-hmm.
She's married and has a kid now. Sucks.
So it's probably not all that tight anymore.
No, not after the whole kid thing. But
yeah.
It depends if she had to get stitches.
Hey,
I didn't ask her.
Stitches make it tighter.
I'm aware of what stitches do. Thank you, D. The most common cause of penile rupture is vigorous masturbation.
Come on!
Wait. What do you mean penis rupture? Wait, what?
What do you mean vigorous
masturbation? Well, I think it's time to Google.
Penile.
How many times do you have to masturbate in a day for this to occur?
Penile.
Never Google image penis rupture. Never do it. Never do it.
All right. You got to post pictures in the chat.
No, don't do it. No.
Just do it.
No, it's bad.
Does it look like that candle?
Yep. It's just some. Hold it up, Royce.
Stop being a bitch.
Why did you tell me not to Google that?
That's how awful it is.
Okay, now I have to.
Look at it. I'm sick.
Yeah, come on, do it.
Come on, guys, in the chat. Everybody post pictures of rupture.
I don't want to see it. No.
This may be life or death for some people in the chat.
Jesus Christ. Oh, no.
We need to start a PSA.
That guy's got a cast on his.
Oh my God! It was so bad.
How hard are these people jacking off?
It's basically when you break your dick, basically.
Oh no!
Does that mean I have like a superpower? I mean, my friend might have a superpower.
Your
what
friend
kind of superpower, John.
John, I know
my superpower is the ability to break my own dick.
I know you want to talk about it, so just talk about it.
Talk about what?
About your penis.
I mean, I haven't broke anything yet. I mean, my friend hasn't broken anything yet.
What?
Is your friend a chronic masturbator that does it very roughly?
He might.
I don't know where this is going.
I don't know where it's going either.
Can
we move on to the next thing?
Yeah, what's the next one?
Yeah, I think
what's the next one?
When are we coming?
Holy crap. Why did I search for that? Jesus Christ.
By the way, this is 21 sex facts that will blow your mind. So far, my mind isn't totally blown.
And my load.
The proteins in sperm give it anti-wrinkle properties when rubbed into the skin. So, ladies,
there you go,
when
ladies.
We give you facials,
they're just trying to trick you.
Trying to help you out.
And I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
Of all the thing, like I've heard about so many different things that semen is good for, that I feel like, am I supposed to be collecting it, or like I have to like rub it all over my whole body and eat it now
for collecting.
It to get all the
most recent one is it gives you good gas mileage.
How would it give you gas
mileage? Gonna hurt a lot. I'm not gonna lie. I may come.
Apparently you haven't driven a Subaru. You get more miles per gas.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, I'll suck your cock.
What is going on here?
A lot of drops going on.
Dean is right, though.
We need to go into our own business where we collect semen and then sell it as lotion.
Like Fight Club?
We should
get famous people semen.
Oh, yay! Robot D! Robot D's back!
Robot D's nuts.
Exterminate.
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 Exfoliate.
Exeminate.
Well, what
ejaculate.
What I think we should do is make a semen sugar scrub.
Go on.
You see, women.
Sherry would know how to do that.
I make sugar scrubs all the time.
Medicine go down.
See, exactly. So for people that don't know what a sugar scrub is, it's basically just, you know, what women buy that melts immediately, and it's really expensive and it does nothing. And
I hate my own.
Wait, why does it melt immediately? I don't know what this is. Somebody explain this.
Okay.
To me.
So, in your mouth, not in your hands.
Shut up. He's asking me a question and I'm going to answer it. And you were in a
room. Am I still a robot?
Rude.
No.
Do you?
You're not a robot.
Yay.
So, no, shut up. You take sugar. You take sugar and lotions, yes, and soaps and scents and whatnot, and you mix it into a jar, and then you scoop it with your hand and you rub it on your skin, and the sugar is going to exfoliate your skin, and then you wash it off and the sugar melts away, and then you're supposed to have soft skin. And that's called a sugar scrub, and women buy it, and it's expensive, and it does not a whole lot. So some people make their own.
Well, why wouldn't you just use like apricot scrub, or you know what I mean? Like the ones that actually have like the real granules of whatever.
Anybody knows. Sugar.
Because that's too harsh on the skin, and they say that it's not good for you.
You cannot.
I even make my own essential oils.
You cannot. It won't work.
Yeah, you do.
It won't work. The moment semen touches water, it becomes Gorilla Glue. It's not going to happen. It's true. Not. It's not. It becomes a paste. It doesn't. Yeah. Semen and water.
Rubber cement.
Semen is like a grease fire. You can't put it out with water.
No, you can't.
Speaking of grease.
You can't put it out with water.
Speaking of Greece, number 10, 87% of Greeks say they've had sex once a week.
Good for them.
Oh,
cool.
Why is that the only fact that, but what?
Apparently it's Greek only, people fuck a lot.
But it's only once a week.
Is once a week a good number?
Is that a lot?
No, all Greeks, like everyone, including
the
young
and the old.
They
all fuck each other once a week?
Wait, even the kids? I was going to say, is that including children in this?
Yes, and the elderly. Everyone in Greek is fucking.
Nice.
Damn.
So
everyone in Greek is fucking, even Greece,
yep,
right?
Everyone.
Did I say Greek?
Yeah,
I thought I said Greece.
The problem is I like fucking in Greek, except all the olives they put in there. I don't like those.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what Sean has his passwords in.
Yep.
What?
Fucking in Greek.
No, they're in Latin this week.
Oh.
All right, that one's boring. The average speed of ejaculate during a male orgasm is 28 miles per hour.
Whoa, it'll take your head clean off.
No, it won't.
That's actually very slow.
No, it hits
28 miles an hour? That's faster than the fastest man running.
All right.
Well, sneezing is way...
Semen race at the live event. One of you jacks off, the other one tries to race it.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah? It's not going to go very far.
I know Joe would probably do
this. Well, we need to find the person who has the furthest reaching ejaculate first. So that's competition numero uno.
It'd probably be me because my dick's the highest off the ground.
All right. So if we can just calculate the terminal velocity of everyone's semen.
Well, if my ejaculate comes out at 24 miles an hour and I'm 6'7", so my penis is roughly like 3.5 feet off the ground because it's usually in the middle of where D's back is. And
cock science.
So if we aim up a little, get like maybe a 65-degree angle on the cock.
I don't remember this ever being on one of my math tests.
And then you multiply it by the
cosine. Very complicated word problem.
Uh huh. And then it's probably going to go like 6 feet.
Okay. Speaking of math problems. I actually didn't know this, and this is interesting. The average vagina is 3 to 4 inches long, but can expand up to 200% when sexually aroused.
That's right.
200?
Yeah, it can unhinge its jaw like an anaconda.
No,
so
double
you can,
the size.
So if that's the case, then what's 3 inches times 200%?
6 inches.
Jesus.
Double.
8 inches. Okay, yeah.
Really
three
math.
Times
no,
two
double
four.
Would be okay. You know what? You're right. Never mind.
Yeah, I've dated guys who were like total growers, not showers.
No, we're talking about vaginas, not penises.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at the boobs. I was looking at the boobs in the chat.
Is your vagina a grower?
She's got dick on the
brain. Is my vagina a grower or a shower? Oh, geez, I don't know.
Okay, let's get down to the
get sexually aroused and shove a ruler
right
up in there.
I just want to see
and then see how deep it goes.
I hooked up with a girl one time, and like that was like the biggest
not
thing.
Not that many.
That was the thing that turned her on the most, was to see how many fingers, and obviously it would get all, you know, 4 fingers and a thumb in, and she always wanted to like try to get it past the bridge of my fist.
Right.
And it never would, but for whatever reason,
that's
her,
called fisting.
Yeah, but I never actually got it in, so it wasn't full fisting.
That's not bridge?
No.
Oh, I've been playing the really wrong thing.
Yeah, you've been. I wanted to say something the other day, but Royce told me.
Why did you tell me?
No, I tried.
Yeah, bridge is a card game.
I said you were playing bridge.
Yes, Royce told me not to tell you. He told me to let you just keep going. Keep going.
I was wondering why those old ladies love me.
I had no idea that that's what you were doing. I thought you were really playing bridge.
Damn it.
Is that a, for the rest of the ladies, obviously you guys are all big time milkers. Is that anything you guys are a fan of?
Milkers?
Because I've been, we got, well, the tit thing earlier.
Titty milkers. Oh.
Well, not milking, but like, you know.
Are we a fan of our vaginas growing?
Well, just not that. What I was saying earlier, as far as like shoving as much in there as you can.
I just don't like when the vagina starts saying, feed me.
And they start singing, feed me,
Seymour. Yeah, I don't think of it as like Mary Poppins' bag. Like, ooh, can I get in there? Like, no.
What's this thing?
I want just enough for it to feel good. Okay. Not so much that I'm amazed by it.
I'm more
it.
Asking this
I'm
if...
A full-size lamp out of there.
A full-size lamp. Like,
pulling. Whoa. This is a bucket
of chestnuts. Spoonful of sugar rub makes the... Oh, no.
Semen go down.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
No, I've never thought, what can I get lost up
okay,
in
just because I... Maybe... Okay, I'm just trying to get a gauge here because maybe it's just the women I've been with who...
They were all filthy whores.
Right. Not all of them, but a good chunk of them. So, let's see. 73% of women admit to having at least one one-night stand.
Okay.
73?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Women are whores.
Yeah.
Men will take any one that they possibly can, but I didn't know that at least 73% would admit to it.
That's not always true.
Think of it this way, Dutch. For every man that has a one-night stand, a woman also has one.
Yeah, but that woman could just be a complete whore who does it all the time.
A whore.
Because it's all in the guy or in the girl's ballpark on whether
or
not
you
it happens.
Are you saying that every man has a one-night stand with the same woman?
But I know that multiple men could have one-night stands with one woman. Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
I think what Joel is saying is it's the woman's fault, and I'm on his side with this.
Okay. Now that Mitch is putting
you, Mitchell.
In words that I could understand.
I was waiting for you to help me out here.
Got it.
Margaritaville.
Nothing on that? Nobody with one-night stand stories? Nothing?
Oh, one-night stands?
Well, I mean, just that's kind of a given if you have something to add.
Oh, okay.
Just
so
figure with the three hookers we have on the line.
Does it
right
count
now.
If you pay for it?
No, buddy. That's... Mitchell.
Oh,
that's
prostitution.
That's just about not having enough money for two.
I got a pretty interesting one.
Go for it, Johnny.
So I met this girl and who's a bartender somewhere, and one thing led to another.
What was his name?
Mad boy. Sorry, I was just singing Grease.
Any hoozy. And she said, hey, like, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, I don't know. Like, and I asked her what she was doing. She's like, oh, I'm going to go to the beach and collect seashells. You want to come along? I'm like, okay, sure. So I followed her in my car to Hollywood Beach and ended up having sex in a lifeguard tower.
Very nice.
And then, and then afterward, I was like, hey, what about them seashells?
Was her name Sally? And did she live near the seashore?
No, her name was Blowery.
She didn't need to because she could hear the sound of the ocean in her John,
what?
You're so discreet.
I am discreet.
Blowery.
Yeah, Blowery.
That's a nice
Blowery.
Name. That's a lovely name.
Is Blowery on your friends list?
Possibly.
I'm sure she's a girl.
Okay.
But yeah, she didn't need to collect any seashells because she could hear the ocean in your anus.
What? What are you trying to say? Eat a lot of beans?
No, that's not what I was trying to say.
Oh, is she like whistling in my butt? I don't get it.
She blowing went, in it.
Why don't you come?
Her head
over
was in between legs.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, yeah, it definitely was
blowing right in your butthole.
I had a really awkward one night stand once.
Yeah, what happened?
I went on a first date with this guy, and I hadn't been with anybody in a really long time. So I was all like keyed up and he was really attractive.
All horned
so we start
up. You were just
yeah, and we, yeah,
all
and we were like making out
and
one
and
thing
wet.
Just kind of led to another. Like it wasn't an intentional, like, I wasn't like, I'm gonna go get laid. Like,
yes, you were, because you said it. You said at the top of the story that you were all keyed up to go. So, yes, you were.
No, I was horned up at the time, but
yeah,
like,
so don't say, it just kind of happened. I didn't even know it's gonna happen. Yes, it is, because it's your decision whether it happens or not.
To be fair,
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, like, this isn't a frequent practice of mine. Anyway,
since you know what? You should just embrace it. Do what I do, just embrace it.
No, don't do that, D. Don't listen to him.
Anyway, but so we started having sex. Well, I guess he hadn't had sex in a long time too, and he finished really quickly. And I was like, "Oh, it's okay." And I just like leaned over and grabbed my vibrator and finished myself off because I was like,
"In front of him?"
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
He found that very awkward.
What?
It made him feel really bad that he couldn't please me or something, and he never called me again.
Okay, I have a question about that. When a guy
and I was like, I thought that was hot.
When a guy finishes early, do you go, wow, I must have been really hot to this guy, that's why I finished early? Or do you go,
I was like, yeah, I did that.
Okay, or are you like, oh my God, what's wrong with this guy? Why is he not, you know?
Why is he so gay?
If he just lays on his back like a bitch, then yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm glad you came, but I'm still sitting here. And then I'll grab my vibrator and be like, yeah. And
okay. So one of the three girls, like,
if he's not going to finish it, then I will.
So, I mean, like, back in your whore days, Marie, when a guy would finish super early on you, would you go, oh, wow, that's me being awesome? Or is it that guy sucks?
That's me in the spotlight losing my religion.
I don't have any experiences like that to share.
You don't?
No.
I thought you were the big... Oh, no, that's right. Sherry's the big host.
She said to share.
Oh, to share.
No one ever, like, preemie ejaculated.
Preemie?
Really?
Preemie, like a baby?
No, I've only had three experiences prior to Royce total, so... None of those three were issues, so...
She was untapped resources.
All right, well, Sherry, you were a big hoe bag, right?
No.
Were?
No, like, okay, regardless of whether you did it or not, like, would you... Because that's my thought, is that, if I'm hooking up with a girl and I feel like I'm going to come soon, do I just let it go and let her have the either A, satisfaction of going, oh my God, I was able to make this guy come quick, or... Do I risk having her look at me and go, what's wrong with this guy? He's, you know, he's 30. He's not 15.
You know how
depends on the girl.
You know how you prevent that? You shoot the first one in the toilet before you start.
No, then you're not going to get hard.
Yes, you will.
Or
maybe you're with this chick because you're like cheating on your previous girlfriend and you're having sex with her in a theater, maybe allegedly at Aventura Mall during Chris Rock's Down to Earth movie. And then maybe you accidentally come too fast. And then maybe she lies to you and says that you got her pregnant. So then maybe you have to pay for somebody else's abortion. But you don't find out until 3 years later after maybe you're murdering yourself thinking, oh, my God, I can't believe that I did that. And then the truth of the matter is you're just a fucking schlub who happened to come inside in a movie theater. Once again, the Chris Rock movie wasn't great.
This is all hypothetical.
Talking about
Royce, you.
It's all hypothetical.
You sound like this has happened to you before.
Yeah.
No, he never saw that movie.
Really?
I thought he saw Codename.
So, no, that's the movie where Chris Rock goes in a white man's politician and he'd be crazy up in the White House.
Why
did you see
that? Fuck you!
Honestly, we went to...
Royce, that's the more shameful of the part.
I'll explain. The reason we went to that one was because we thought it would be the emptiest one to have sex. I swear to God.
But it's at Aventura!
Yeah, I know.
But you also ran the risk of everyone commenting on you.
Yeah.
Commenting on what?
How much cum you made.
If you're going to a Chris Rock movie, you know the audience and they're going to be speaking.
A little bit.
There was only one other person there. We were sitting in the front. We were sitting in the back.
And was he going, oh, snap!
No, I was having sex.
Wait, that's so racist. I'm
apologizing for someone coming so quickly in a movie theater. So
racist or accurate?
Both.
Spooks.
Hey?
Jesus.
Oh, was that me?
Wasn't me.
It was either that or Mitch.
Okay, good. Because, you know, for the long... Like, a lot of... what's the high school listens to us again?
Archbishop McCartney.
All right, Archbishop, Catholic boys, if you come too quick, just tell the girl, oh my God, you're so hot. That's the reason why I came so quick. So just turn around on them. Not on them, but just, you know, make them feel good.
Them orally.
Right. You got to eat that box, son.
You
don't want to just be like, well, I came and give up, because then you're just a jerk.
All right. Real quick, let me run through the rest of this before we go to break. The female ferret will die if it doesn't have sex for a year.
What?
Oh my god, I totally know how that feels.
Yeah, you're a ferret.
I am, that's why I just can't.
I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing this, but agalamatophilia is a sexual attraction to statues or mannequins.
That's weird.
Here we go. The person who's on top is more likely to have a better orgasm.
Hot.
Yeah.
That's why I say get on top, ladies.
A female chimpanzee is a fit. Oh, sorry, hold on. A female chimpanzee in a fit of passion has the strength of six men.
What's hot?
They're terrifying, and I hate
so
them.
So don't fuck chimps, I guess is what
don't
they're saying.
Don't fuck female chimps.
They'll rip your dick off. They'll rip your face off like it did to that lady.
Good for her.
Ooh.
Rip off your dick.
And the last one of 21 sex facts that would blow your mind.
Blow which me.
Only a few of them have actually been kind of impressive, but the last one is 12 weeks of yoga can improve arousal, orgasm, and overall sexual satisfaction.
Wait, what
I knew I loved yoga.
Local yoga.
What kind? What
classes.
Kind, Dutch?
It doesn't say. It just shows a chicken, a hot chicken.
Is it Ashtanga or Bikram? I need to know now.
Or it might be yoga. That DP yoga.
I think DP yoga. Nah.
I think you mean DDP yoga.
Or, yes. Or maybe.
But penetrate. DP is funnier because double.
Donkey punch yoga.
Dumb joke.
Uh-huh.
I hear that Bikram is the best one to do because you're sweating your balls off and like apparently that's one like you stretch better that way. I don't know.
Royce, what do you think?
Or maybe you're somebody who, you know,
that I used to know.
That I used to know. You accidentally, not accidentally, you on purpose hook up with the last available chick at a house party at your own house. And she starts making out with you, and then you go and you fuck in your parents' bedroom because they're on vacation, and you were 18 at the time. And then you find out while you're having sex with her, you don't have a condom on, and then she tells you, oh, no, stop, I don't want to have babies, which is the last sex thing you want to hear when you're having sex with someone. And she was a cheerleader, by the way. And then the next day you find out with her friend when you both are sitting on the opposite sides of a king-size bed looking at each other like we raped each other. Then she goes, oh, you didn't know she was a virgin? I was like, she was a virgin? Holy shit. Now I feel terrible. Don't I never talked to her again. But you know that.
Wait, I thought it was a hypothetical. You're saying
This is all hypothetically.
No, it all hypothetically happened.
Yeah,
I was there.
And then you have to awkwardly drive them back home.
Yeah, it's awkward.
And then maybe you end up having sex with that same friend that goes, she was a virgin, and then she's too tall for doggy style, and you figure that out because you're a short guy. And she's really tall because like, it was like 6 feet.
She
and
was
also,
really tall.
She apologizes right when I'm about to have sex with her because she says, I'm sorry, I haven't had a chance to trim down there. And I think, oh, that's not a big deal.
But it was
you,
a big deal.
Then you think it's fucking African Bambaataa down there, and fucking, it's fucking terrible. It's embarrassing. But whatever. Everyone has stories.
Embarrassing. Or hysterical. I thought it was great.
It was fun.
Wow. So this is all a possibility that could happen to somebody.
Hypothetically.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
I took some gross pictures of my disgusting sloppy vagina, and I need to get rid of them before my dad knows that I can blow bubbles with my puss. Oh my god, if you guys could fondue your penises, I'd be all over that shit. I like looking at naked ladies.
If I have a hard time with Jack's cock, there's no way in hell I can fit a friggin' cheeseburger in there.
If girls could poop, I would poop all over the place. And you can see
daisies in her footsteps.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you feel classy on Monday nights?
Welcome to the Slit Party.
Yes!
Well, okay, maybe not. Listen to Marianne.
Oh my god, I would take the shits over throwing up anytime.
And Kitty.
Yeah, and you know what I like doing is sucking the cream out.
Wait, what the hell is this show about?
That's a bad vagina.
And I'm supposed to listen to this train wreck. Why?
Their show is so funny. Oh my god.
Well, if you say so, Kitty. So, when am I supposed to tune in?
How about, like, a Monday night at 9?
Okay, sounds good. Anything else I should know?
Better out through the mouth than the butt, right?
I think I'd rather have it out through the butt.
They don't pay me enough to do this goddamn shit.
Daytime Divas, Monday, 9 to 11 Eastern, only on More Like Radio.
Penis, 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 penis. Penis.
He talked me into... I feel like I can't even say it, but I'm going to have to say something. I have to say it because I feel it out, like, getting too graphic. I guess you're saying. Okay. Testicles. Penis. He had me lick his testicles and suck his penis. There, I said it. Okay? He talked me into it, and I did. It was disgusting. It felt like rubber the penis. It was horrible. Okay? I'm not gay at all. But, my God. Stupid jerk had to make me do that. He didn't know either. He was young, too, but not as young as me. He was 4 years older than me. But, you know. Oh, I got that on my chest. You know, that was horrible. He made me do, you know, not that he made me do it, he taught me into doing it, and I did it. Like a fool. Oh, then he did me. Oh, my God. He did me, too. I just remembered. I hate memories, don't you? He did the same to me. Yeah, it's all good. Well, I got it. And most of it was definitely good where he got it. So, we weren't supposed to do that to each other. Real guys.
Audio Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Shall we play a game?
How about fantasy football?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
No, damn it. It's been 5 months and I want to play fantasy freaking football.
Fine.
You've been waiting for this for months, and it's back.
With the first pick in the 2014 draft...
Fantasy football has returned. Join the Tattoos and Touchdowns Fantasy Football League and compete against Chris and Will as well as other fans of the show. Talk smack and make all the backroom deals you want. There's no cost to join, except maybe your pride if you lose. Let us know if you want to join. Email the show at tattoosandtouchdowns@morelikeradio.com. Message us on Facebook at facebook.com/tattoosandtouchdowns or tweet us at tatsandtds. And don't forget to listen to Tattoos and Touchdowns every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon to find out what you need to know for your draft to start in the sit-in during the season. Followed by The Sully Show, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast. Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on MoreLikeRadio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Worst that could happen is I could spill some on my $3,000 suit. Come on!
Hey!
Yeah, the guy in the $4,000 suit is holding the elevator, but the guy doesn't make that in 3 months. Come on! Why don't I just take a whiz through this $5,000 suit? Come on!
Hey, need a hand with that?
No, Al.
I want to spill booze all over my f***ing $6,300 suit. Come on! Okay. So should.
We're back live, Dutch and Royce here at MoreLikeRadio.com, second hour. Our number is 954-573-2780. If you also want to get in touch with us through Twitter throughout the week or even during the show, it's Joel Dutch, that's me. Hippo Juice Film as Royce, H Juice Marie, obviously, Shim Heil, More Like D, Hippo Juice Sean, John's Epitome, and I still don't remember what yours is, Sherry.
_ llama.
There you go.
Dolly _ llama.
There you go. Yes, and then also, obviously, if you're listening to us on the podcast, hit up on morelikeradio.com/live. You can join in on the chat room and be part of the fun stuff and see our beautiful faces in the video and all kinds of fun stuff like that. And also, we haven't promoted this enough, Vimeo, right, Royce?
Vimeo.
Vimeo.
Vimeo.com/morelikeradio has all the videos for Dutch and Royce and Hippo Juice are up there for you to watch.
Hot.
Nice. What we see during a show.
What do we see during the show? I see you and Marie.
I'll tell you what I see. I see the live event coming up August 9th in Montclair, New Jersey.
Holler.
That was just a great shakes. Transition.
10 days away, baby.
tinyurl.com/MLRLive2 to tell us we're going. Also, that over there is where is the link to the Otto and George Fund or the Otto Peterson Fund. I guess George doesn't need money.
you know that.
If you want, all proceeds will be going to him. So let's get that done, yo.
Do it, people. Well,
to his be family, there. Not him so much.
I'll be there.
Well, his family, yes.
Dutch, right. I'm back.
There.
And better. Sorry.
Well, while we're plugging shit, why don't you go to booster.com/alcoholbyvolume and buy Kevin's stupid shirt?
Oh, my God. Buy his goddamn fucking
Marie's
shirt.
Marie's obsessed with this.
Stupid shirts.
Apparently, no one is going to get shirts at the live event if no one buys his shirt, so...
Well,
you know,
just print up some shirts.
It's on you.
Buy some fucking shirts.
Because he has a freaking goal.
Buy shirts, people.
He has a goal, and he has to meet the goal, and it's just so
much and then you got to meet the Fockers. Remember
Whoa.
That movie? The movie was like, hey.
Language. This is a highbrow radio show we do here.
It's just, it's heavily involved, you know.
Okay.
Good job, Dean.
Now.
Everything was falling apart.
Oh, by the way, I didn't actually ask you guys what you guys did this last week because Jay was on at the top of the show because we were trying to do a crossover with him during his show, but he decided to stick around and be on ours. Did you guys do anything fun this week or no?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did.
What did you do?
We went to a lesbian bar club.
Another one? Oh, wait, no, you guys went to a gay bar before.
Yeah, lesbian. Gay bar. No, went to a lesbian bar because they had two girls from Orange Is the New Black. One was DJing and the other one was hosting.
Oh, hold on. Which ones?
Taryn Manning.
Okay, the Punxsutawney. Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil.
I always want to call her Punxsutawney. Yeah.
Beth Teeth and the pregnant one.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean the short little cute one that's like a meth head.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
not that cute with the teeth and the hair.
The one that was. Wait, she was really there?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
she was DJing.
She was DJing.
They're doing barber. What's her name again?
Taryn
Manning.
She looks so hot, even when she has bad teeth.
Any relation to Peyton?
No.
Oh wow, she does look different. Okay. She's kind of cute. She's got like the crazy face though.
Yeah,
she's gay.
No, but she was just DJing at the lesbian bar. It was.
I mean, she might be. Who knows?
Fuck, man.
Who knows? She's a DJ.
Was she any good?
Nah.
What made her bad?
Everything she did.
I was really
Please
drunk,
walk me through it.
Lesbians don't dance.
They don't. They stand there and make out with each other, which is hot.
Yeah.
Hold on. There's not very good looking lesbians out there, though.
Now
yes, there are.
Lestastic.
In
it's
Florida?
2014.
Oops.
Yeah.
You just got to know where to look there, Dutch.
Dude, there were some pretty hot lesbians that were hanging out. It was a good time. We all had...
Okay. Now, hold on. Was it hot lesbians or just straight girls who've always wanted to make out with each other who decided that they want to let loose at a lesbian bar?
No, there were hot lesbians.
There were lesbians.
There were lesbians.
Okay.
Why can't
I don't know what's going on in Florida, so... But
why can't it be both?
There were some hot lesbians.
Because I've never seen a good-looking lesbian ever.
There's some,
okay, here's one. I'm going to post it in the chat right now.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
Wait,
is this a picture you took?
I just posted it.
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay.
I mean, could also be.
Right.
Not the one I was talking about.
Well, I mean, anybody can type in hot lesbians and look at porn.
No, this is someone I know that I've seen that I've met.
That's actually a lesbo?
Yes, her name's Ivy.
Oh, all right. Oh yeah, she's
well,
smoking hot.
While D finds hot lesbians to counter Dutch's theories. So yeah, so the bar itself, the break was okay. The music was whatever. Just there was
fat
a whole
wobbles,
lot of, there
bro.
Was a whole lot of dancing. There was some making out. Sean got some make out.
Oh, really?
Who?
Yeah.
Good.
Sean got some make out from
a little 22
who
hot
did you make out from?
22-year-old hot thing.
It happens. I mean, you know, we had to get rid of the first one first, and then because first one
that hot mess
was drunk as fuck and would not leave me alone.
She kind of have a fishy face.
Yeah, she was not that cute, and she was really wasted, and she just was all over me, and I was not interested at all. So we had to get rid of that first, and
so you know, Sean did the classic thing and got her email address.
Well. I mean,
YOLO.
Whatever, bro. I mean,
now while all this was happening, D was ordering some Long Island iced teas.
Of course,
several.
I like to call them all the booze.
She did drink a lot of booze.
And just as a fair is fair, whenever somebody does something drunk, we play it or read it.
Oh no!
On Dutch and Royce,
I'm really drunk.
So let me preface this: when D gets home. She wanted to message Mitch and Sherry because that's the thing that we do now. We send drunk messages back and forth. Her first message that she recorded was about 2 minutes long. She wasn't holding the record button.
She was screaming at her phone.
Two minutes long?
She had to do it again.
Well, we have to listen to every second of this.
The second time was just a minute because apparently after a minute it cuts you off. She was not done talking after this minute, but...
They wouldn't let me listen.
She was sorry.
All right, so Mitch, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Hey guys, I already recorded the message, but Facebook stopped recording it, so I wanted to let you know that we were out of the bar, and the fat, pregnant, ugly bitch with the big lips and the stupid face was at the Brink from Orange Is the New Black, and we were like, we don't care. What are you even talking about? But Pentatucky Mecha Funky went up there. She was fucking dropping that beat yo with the hot Jesse Pinkett lookalike DJ, but who also kind of looked like some of the guy that I said earlier, but I don't remember his name. Who did I say he looked like? The guy from Breaking Bad, but he also kind of was like Rob Dyrdek from Rob Dyrdek's fucking Fun Factory from fucking MTV. You guys probably don't watch
Rob
it
Dyrdek?
Mitch is a fucking 50, and I get that, and he's really cute though, so I know.
What's 50?
You drunk bitch.
Oh my
like
I'm a 50. Really I'll take it. I like it.
You would be so easy to fuck after a date.
Shoot, you
oh my God.
I mean, yeah, if I have three or four Long Island iced teas.
Oh, that's hilarious. Les Nego says all he wants to hear is that audio in a loop forever.
Was my favorite name on the planet.
She was so wasted. She was such a fucking mess.
I wrote a really dumb message to them too, in which I think I told Sherry I wanted her to be the king of my clit.
Yeah, no.
I don't remember that part, but you got it.
It says,
baby.
Dear Mitch's penis, I think Yuri odors well, but Sherry's penis is the Edsney I want. Burn my king if clits.
I think she spoke in reverse order.
She was mementoing at that point.
She didn't know what
I remember it. I don't remember the words that came out of my mouth, but I remember doing it. So
wow,
hot.
Oh,
that's fucking funny. Do you have a second recording of her?
No, that's
that was the only one that she mustered
now. I don't know if you wanted to talk about a little bit, Dutch, but it was San Diego Comic-Con this weekend as well.
Ooh, that's right. That's a big one, right?
A whole bunch of shit's like been coming out.
A whole bunchy bunch.
Yeah.
As there's a lot of cons, but that's usually the biggest one, right?
That's the biggest one, yeah.
I'm coming out.
Are you excited for Michael Bay's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I am excited for Ninja Turtles, but not the fact that Michael Bay's going to have his fingers in it.
Why not?
Yeah.
You want Shia LaBeouf to be a Ninja Turtle?
I do.
First off, the only Raphael is Corey Feldman, and I can stand by that.
Oh, yeah, agreed.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's lost.
I am a huge Ninja Turtle fan, and I thought that after the second movie of the Transformers, he just bastardized it. I thought he bastardized the first one, but Michael Bay has a way of just shellacking everything up.
What if I make you feel better by telling you that Johnny Knoxville is doing the voice of Leonardo?
All right.
Is he really?
That's a weird choice.
He's doing the voice of Mikey.
Yeah.
Who's doing the voices? I actually haven't looked it up yet.
Michelangelo's going to be Noel Fisher.
Who?
Did anybody know him from something?
No clue. Will Arnett's going to be in the movie.
Yay.
Megan
he's
Fox.
He's going to be Splinter?
Megan
no, he's
going
to be Raphael, right?
No. Megan Fox is playing April O'Neil.
Boo. Yeah, because that makes sense. A redhead. Let's get Megan Fox from the Transformers movies.
Well, April O'Neil was a redhead.
Oh, I fucking hate Michael Bay.
I hate my dick.
Jeremy Howard's playing Donatello. I don't know who that is. So it's a bunch of nobodies, basically.
The duck?
No. Who's playing Splinter? Fucking Monk. The guy who does Monk is the voice of Splinter.
Really?
What the fuck?
Yeah, Tony.
I don't know any of these guys' voice actors.
Like Chow Yun Fat or some Asian dude with like an Asian accent, like Ming Chung or something.
That worked real well in the Dragon Ball Z live action.
Sean, I don't know if that was supposed to be a sick burn, but it sounded really nerdy.
That would have killed a New York Comic Con.
I didn't even realize that Dragon Ball Z had a live action movie.
Now, don't ever watch it.
I never would have.
Everything that happens on that show is ridiculous. How could they do it in live action?
Sean was demanding his money back because it wasn't very good. Surprise,
so
surprise.
Angry.
They also
they once Jesse blew Pinkman up. They blow up like mountains daily. I don't know how much more landscape is left in Dragon Ball Z World, but not a lot because they've blown it all up.
They also released the new Mad Max Fury Road, the new Mad Max trailer.
Oh, okay.
Who's fucking awesome.
Who's directing it?
Hold on, I'll pull it up now.
Who cares?
And
it's
also,
a good one.
It looks good. It actually looks really good. Max, let me pull it up here.
Max Weinberg 7?
Yes, Max Weinberg 7. While I try to find that,
they had
a little trailer for the new Batman Superman movie.
I did actually hear about that.
And
like,
it looks amazing.
It does look good from what people are saying, yeah.
Because Batman's going to be wearing his full Dark Knight Returns outfit.
And he's going to beat up
shit.
Superman.
And it's just a stare down.
He's going to beat up Superman.
Of Superman.
So bad.
Also, they showed that Wonder Woman's going to be in the movie, and I get a picture of that, too.
Gal Gadot is going to be so
Yeah, they're setting up for Justice League. So. Yeah.
It's going to be so awesome.
I'm wondering if that Deadpool trailer that was leaked was real, though.
No, that is confirmed it's real. They made it in 2011 when they were doing a screen test, and Ryan Reynolds is actually the voice.
I was going to say, what? Yeah. They didn't think the Ryan Reynolds version was good enough?
No, Ryan Reynolds is the voice, and it's actually, you know what, Dutch?
The trailer's amazing.
This is actually worth playing. I'll pull it up.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
The trailer is unbelievable. It's
because I didn't like him in that one X-Men movie.
All right, here's the thing. Before you say anything, Dutch, he played Wade Wilson in that Wolverine movie, and that wasn't Deadpool at the end. That was a different mutant
clone.
It
doesn't matter because Days of Future Past wiped out all those terrible movies.
That, too. Thank you. It washed away all the horror.
I haven't seen that one yet.
You got to see it, bro. It's so good.
Okay. I'm going to see any X-Men movie I'm going to see, regardless of how bad it is, I'm going to see it. Yeah. Like that fucking Wolverine one where he's
God, the Wolverine movie was so bad.
Where he's in Japan.
It really was.
That right there, yeah.
That one wasn't that bad, but like, it washed it away.
It was bad.
There's an HD one out now. I'm trying to find it because at first what leaked was just like
it was like a screener or something like that.
While you're finding that, I'll ask everybody else on the show your thoughts on Ben Affleck being Batman.
I don't have a terrible
I don't know,
problem,
man.
It.
I mean,
I still have my doubts.
I like Ben Affleck.
He's an okay actor. He's not a great actor.
The thing is, he was already Daredevil, and he didn't do so great in that one.
Well, that was a bad script.
But
it was a bad
director.
He was
in Geely, and he did good in that.
See, Mitch knows what I'm talking about.
And he was in Jersey Girl.
Well, both of those movies that we just mentioned were Kevin Smith movies, so how could they go bad?
He's always in Kevin Smith.
Geely wasn't a Kevin Smith movie.
It was produced by Kevin Smith. Pretty sure.
Yeah, he had anything to do with
Kevin Smith lost money. Hold
on.
That,
so don't put that on Kevin Smith. You're putting fucking garbage on him for no reason.
Yeah, don't do that.
He's going to eat garbage.
I'm going to look it up. Pretty sure. I don't know if I don't know how to spell Geely. Right. Because it's giving me guile. Guiley.
G-I-G-L-I.
No, because he was doing Jersey Girl around the same time, like right before Geely came out. And that was the concern because
semen.
Because the stupid Thessalinas was in
Thessalinas.
Was I can't remember her really. Jennifer
Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer. Fat buck. Fat
she
button,
she was head. In Jersey Girl as well alongside Ben Affleck
and Dix.
But Geely and Kevin Smith have nothing to do with each other.
All right, I think I have it.
Wrong. Okay. I'm looking at this.
Yeah, I think that's the one we watched earlier.
Yeah, let me pull it up here.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Here it is.
Nothing.
That's right. I don't know anything. Whoop,
whoop. All right, push and play. It's on Vimeo. Here we go.
Shh.
People hear you talking like that. Getting everybody fired up.
I can't see anything.
What's going on?
There we go. Let's try
it. Here it is. Let's try it again.
That's a good video, Royce.
Well, it's not my fault. There it is.
There it is.
It's my shit. It's my shit. I say I ate some bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Oh, hello there. I bet you're wondering why the red suit. Well, that's so bad guys can't see me bleed. Hey!
I don't know why the video is freezing. I mean, I want you guys to see it because it's pretty cool, but it's being a cunt.
You
want
to send it to me?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Let me do that for
maybe
you.
If I can play it full screen on my end.
Sure.
Send it to you. You send it to me. Oh.
I'll put it in the Mike Radio chat, Dutch, okay?
Sure.
Dutch has that that awesome load.
He does have a good load. We were talking about
that. We never stop talking about how awesome your load is.
All weekend.
Your load comes up.
You guys need a new conversation then because that's weird.
I was making out with a girl talking about your load.
Guess the post.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Dude, could you sign in as you for once?
I am signed in as me. I was just by the computer.
What the hell's a you?
I'm going to make a list. 22 mind-blowing facts about Dutch's load.
Yeah. Put it on BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed, yeah.
Dutch's load facts.
And then I'm going to share it with all my friends.
Share Dutch's load.
I'll read it.
All right, here we go. Shut up. Let's see if this one does works on my end.
People hear you talking like that, get everybody fired up. It's my shit. It's my shit. When I say I ate some bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Oh, hello there. I bet you're wondering why the red suit. Well, that's so bad guys can't see me bleed. Hey! Let's hope these guys are wearing their brown pants.
Hola! Me llamo Vecina de la Muerta.
There's no easy way to say this. I'm pregnant, Trevor.
It's rich Corinthian leather.
Bitch! Excuse, por favor.
Ow, 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 ow.
Damn! I wish I was out. You're
rhymes the disease. Meet the cure.
Okay, not the cure, but more like a topical ointment that reduces swelling and itch.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, Tom. Okay.
I love
tell
it.
Tell me, Tom. Not
that is exactly amazing. Like the character, dude. That is fucking.
First off, he breaks wow. The fourth wall immediately and talks to the camera, which
immediately.
Is amazing.
Which he does.
I want to say this about this because you guys know I'm not a comic book guy. I don't watch any of those movies.
Right.
I actually want to see that movie.
It's because it's hilarious.
Based off of that trailer.
Yeah.
Based off of that trailer, I want to see that movie.
This, but it's in limbo because of fucking 21st Century Fox.
They're brilliant. Don't you see? They did this on purpose. They released the 2011 footage. That way now everybody's
clamoring for it.
Even Airbuddy.
Airbuddy.
Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. It can be nobody else could play. He's him.
I didn't like him at the first thing, but that is that character. I mean, yeah, Mitch, you don't know much about the comic, but yeah.
I know I love you.
I mean, it's much better than
yeah, that's definitely
because he was. Was he Hal Jordan? He wasn't Hal Jordan.
He was Hal Jordan, and that fucking sucked. It should have been Nathan Fillion who played Hal Jordan.
Right.
And it wasn't even Ryan Reynolds' fault. I love Ryan Reynolds. Sometimes he gets a bad rap for things that's not his fault.
Yeah, Nathan Fillion would have been a good casting.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, I think he's great. I like him. Let's all suck a stick more.
Well, I mean, can we?
Also, they released a trailer finally for the Family Guy. 5 minutes of footage for the Family Guy Simpsons crossover.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, Marie,
not
a fan.
What? That's like half of the episode.
Too little, too late. I say. The jokes are hack. The characters are whack.
Are you talking about Simpsons or Family Guy?
Well,
the crossover.
Yeah, oh. I will say there was one scene that was the only scene that I really laughed hard at was. Homer goes, yeah, me and you make a great team, him and Peter. And he goes, a great team, and trying to have him set up a flashback. But anyway, when I set up the flashback, it's them in an airplane and they shoot down the Nazi plane. It's Peter and Homer. And then the Bob's Burger guy is also in the plane. He goes, why is he here? Oh, we got to carry him because he can't do it on his own. It was just really funny and very because it
was it funny?
It was hilarious.
How funny was
Marie,
it?
You're not a fan, huh?
It was a Lollicon.
Was it funny? Because I don't hear anyone lowering right now.
Raffle Coppering. Okay, I'm Raffle Coppering.
Especially since Bob's Burgers.
I think the problem here was is that Royce said the punchline of the joke without letting us watch it. You ruined it for us.
Find it and play.
I'm never going to enjoy it now.
Yeah, I'm not going to like it now.
I can't enjoy it.
I don't even. You know what? You've made me lose the will to type up things on YouTube.
It's coming out after I stopped caring about The Simpsons and I stopped caring about Family Guy.
But yeah. You love The Simpsons, though.
So now that they're in the same thing, I'm supposed to care more? No. Fuck yourself.
I do care about Bob Burgers, though.
No, you don't. That's what I'm Nobody watches that fucking show.
I do. I love that show. No, I've always loved it.
You don't like it.
Watched it once.
You don't like it. No, you don't. You hate it.
Okay.
I will watch South Park. I will watch American Dad. I will not watch New Simpsons. I will not watch New Family Guy.
Am I the only person who's like kind of over animated shows?
What about Bob's Burgers and Archer?
We just said Bob's Burgers, guy who listens all the time.
Archer, yes.
That's not John.
Thank you, John.
Archer, fine. Okay, that's the one animated show I'm fine with. But like, other than that, like, is it just me or is the sitcom-y type of half-hour block animated show kind of just over at this point?
That's why I watch anime. So I don't have to watch
it.
Well, you're different. You're a different character. I don't
Black
know what
Lagoon.
You like.
To Attack on Titan, Space Dandy. You need to watch Space Dandy.
You know they're doing tits, they're going right? to do an Attack on Titan movie, John?
What is
Space Dandy? Yes, live action.
Yes, a live action.
What is Space Dandy? A homosexual spaceship?
Yes.
Definitely
no, Space Dandy is a booby-loving bounty hunter that flies around the galaxy with his ragtag group of space friends.
I liked it better
Star Wars.
I liked it better when he was called Lobo.
Right.
Now... Similar. Do one or all of the females talk in really annoying, high-pitched voices?
All of them.
And wait, and which one?
Doesn't matter. The answer's
all of them.
The answer is all of them.
Yes. Hey, Royce, you guys need to watch Rick and Morty. That show's what fucking hilarious.
Sam doing it.
What the fuck?
Yes, this is exactly it.
Oh, hello.
Okay. Anything more from Comic-Con?
Comic-Con?
I'm trying to see if there was any other big announcement.
Comic-Con.
Hey, Dutch, say Comic-Con a couple of times. You sound like a turkey gobbling.
Wonder Woman.
I'll take your word for it.
Comic-Con.
Wonder Woman?
Yeah, yeah. Wonder Woman. They had a picture of who the Wonder
Woman. Yeah, I was going to say, who is cast as her?
I don't even know who she is.
Gal Gadot.
Zach Galifianakis.
As Wonder Woman?
Yes.
Yep.
That's an odd choice.
Well,
Gal Gadot.
Galifianakis.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
She's Israeli. I love me some Israeli.
Yeah, I'm there.
What the hell is Israeli?
I don't know. I saw a picture of her and I got my mouth stopped working.
You think she shaves her pubic?
She's hot, man. I think she's cute.
Hey. You stepped on a fucking funny joke.
I'm
do
sorry.
It again, Royce. Royce,
no,
set
I'm not,
it up.
I'm not repeating.
Do it again.
That makes jokes funnier. Say it a second time.
Okay, fine. I know you guys are. You guys are. No, I'm not an idiot. Shut up.
Aren't you?
Is this something that's important? I don't know what's important.
Penis is sexy.
Marvel announces Spider Woman ongoing. Is what? That is that important?
No,
they already made a Spider Woman.
Marie, have confidence with the article you bring up. Just bring it up.
No, I don't. I'm just looking up things that are being announced. I don't know if it's important to you guys or not.
The Gotham show. They showed some more trailers of the new Gotham TV show.
That's gonna be entertaining.
How do you think that's gonna be?
It's okay. We saw the first episode. Sean and I saw the screener of Flash, the new Flash TV show, and it was pretty good.
That was really good.
Gotham TV show.
I got a screener for
apparently something called Mike Tyson's Mysteries is coming.
What?
It's like Punch Out, but with more rape.
The appropriately titled Mike. It's Adult Swim's new spoof on Scooby Doo.
Okay.
What about Black Jesus?
The appropriately titled Mike Tyson Mysteries shows the infamously eccentric boxer teaming up with his adopted Korean daughter, the Marquess of Queensberry's ghost, and a carrier pigeon who orders prostitutes over the internet.
Hot.
Tyson rides a pterodactyl, squares off with a chupacabra, and uppercuts a dinosaur. But perhaps even more astounding was that Tyson corrected fans' grammar during the Q&A at his Comic-Con panel. A true knockout performance, and one that proved he's on the joke.
So Axe Cop.
On the joke.
So Axe Cop. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I don't know what that is.
You shouldn't.
You need to die. Our
me?
Good friend. Yes. Our oh, good friend, me. Whatever his face is.
You don't know his name.
I don't know his name.
He doesn't know his name.
Nate?
You drunk called
it's
him.
It's Nate, right?
We said it twice. Ethan Nicoli.
That's what I said. Ethan Nicoli.
Nate? You said Nate.
I did not say that. I said Ethan.
You said Nathan Fillion.
You said Nathan Fillion.
By the way,
I thought you said Ethan. I'm
the season cool. five. The season 5 trailer of Walking Dead looks fantastic, too.
Oh, yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
For San Diego Comic-Con news, didn't you tell me something about Freddie Prinze Jr. making fun of
Kiefer Sutherland? Oh, yeah. Okay, Freddie Prinze Jr., he was at Comic-Con promoting. He's going to be the voice of some Star Wars TV show. And he was saying that the worst experience he had was working with Kiefer Sutherland because, like, he made him take off his shoes while filming because Kiefer Sutherland's short.
I love this shit.
And then he said that he almost wanted to quit acting. He said he went so crazy that he went to work with Vince McMahon at WWE.
I love hearing people from Hollywood dish on other people from Hollywood and how much dicks they are.
But then didn't Kiefer Sutherland said, I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah, I had a great time working with him.
His rep released a statement afterwards and said that.
Hold on. Can we hear what he said first before we hear rep statements?
Yeah.
Who said?
I don't even know what he said yet.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Freddie Prinze Jr. has been out of the limelight in recent years, but why blame Kiefer Sutherland? Speaking to ABC News during Comic-Con, Prince says he was so miserable shooting 24 in 2010 that he considered quitting show business altogether. I did Jesus. 24. It was terrible. I hated every moment of it. Kiefer was the most unprofessional dude in the world. That's not me talking trash. I'd say it to his face. I think everyone that's worked with him has said that. The actor added, I just wanted to quit the business after that, so I just sort of stopped. After 24, he dealt with another famously hot-headed TV star. I went and worked for Vince McMahon at WWE, for Christ's sake, and it was a crazier job than working with Kiefer, but at least he was cool and tall. I didn't have to take my shoes off to do scenes with him, which they made me do. Just put the guy on an Apple box or don't hire me next time. You know I'm 6 feet and he's 5'4".
Jesus. Oh, take his shoes off. So he
was so little.
He's not 5'4".
Yeah, a lot of actors are short,
but he's not 5'4".
Yeah, he's not 5'4".
That's exaggerating.
So then Kiefer response was,
he's 5'9". He's not that short.
Kiefer's response was, God damn it, Chloe.
He's tiny.
Yeah, he's how tall I am.
Yeah,
I hope that Kiefer Sutherland was a huge asshole to Freddie Prinze Jr. just cause.
To be
and
fair,
now that he's calling him out, and Kiefer Sutherland's like, no, I was totally cool with the guy. Why is he being such a jerk? And then he just goes home and is like, hey.
I mean, Kiefer is kind of an alcoholic douche, but that's just who he is. So,
you know, whatever, bro.
So his rep comes out and says Kiefer worked with Freddie Prinze Jr. Previously more than 5 years ago. And this is the first he's heard of these grievances. Kiefer enjoyed working with Freddie and wishes him the best.
I don't understand what Freddie Prinze Jr. has to be sour about. Isn't he banging Sarah Michelle Gellar? Like, that they're married? So.
Here's the thing, though.
She doesn't look so Sarah Michelle Stellar now, though.
Ew, hey.
talk about.
Here's the thing, though. Like with guys who've been out of it for a little while, who come back in, because he was a teen heartthrob for a little while there. He was out of it for a while because he was having
Kiefer
kids.
Sutherland?
No, I'm talking about Freddie Prinze. I love those guys' perspective when they come back into the game, because you've heard a few guys who will come out and be like, that guy's an ass. Like Kevin Smith said that after he directed Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Like, he hadn't done a movie in a while, did cop out and said, that guy is the biggest prima donna piece of shit I've ever met in my entire life. Like, I love when people who are deep embedded in the game and, you know, are respected to some regard, or at least people can say this guy has credibility to go, that guy's a piece of shit.
But why didn't he say this 5 years ago or years ago when it happened?
And why does he spell his name with a Z?
Probably because nobody has asked him until the Comic-Con. I figured it's been 5 years. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, who cares?
What's your second favorite Freddie Prinze Jr. movie?
Scooby-Doo.
Summer Catch with Jessica Biel's fucking delicious ass.
That's a movie about hepatitis.
That's right. Yes,
fucking delicious ass. Oh my God, dude. Jumping in that pool.
But he was in Scooby-Doo.
He was. You're right. He was in Scooby-Doo.
She's all that.
No, he was in.
She's all that was his first big breakout.
She's all fat. But it's my second favorite.
What? She's all fat? She's all fat.
I like the porn version. She's all scat.
She just shits on you every time.
Jesus.
What I like.
Hi, Freddie.
Why did you take it to that level, Royce?
Actually, I know what you did last summer. Fun. Was his first big.
I know what you pooped last summer.
Yeah, it was in that movie.
Oh, and then the porn version. I know what you did last Hummer. See, I got one for everyone.
Was it Freddie Prinze in Wing Commander?
Yes.
Your radio personality for the people.
I'm here for everything.
He was a voice in Mass Effect, and that was my favorite.
And yes, as a porn, it would be Ass Effects. I got one for everybody, guys. I'm on a roll.
What about Wing Commander?
You better call me Butter, because I'm on a roll.
John said Commander.
Wing Commander.
Okay.
Wing Commanders.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Gray State.
Gay State.
Nobody watched that.
But
I found an article of the 20 celebrities you wouldn't want to work with.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, here we go.
I'm excited.
Number one.
Mitch Hyle.
I would say, hold on. Can I guess the top one? Hold on. Here we go. Guessing game time.
Royce Lopez.
You gain 5 points or negative 10 if you get it wrong. Chevy Chase is on the list.
Yes.
No, he's not.
It's one of those ones where it's like a slideshow. So it
son of a bitch. Damn it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh,
and every slide is a new page that has to load up. Every
My God. I hate it. Because they get individual clicks with each one. Those sons of bitches. Why aren't we doing that with our site yet?
Die.
Yeah, you get individual clicks, but you also get everyone bouncing after the first page because no one wants to do that shit.
I click one time and then I fucking exit out because I get infuriated.
Well, what if you have a sweet list like this, though?
No, fuck it. It's not worth it.
One of them.
Okay, Maybe. Any reason why?
Mike Myers.
It's like waterboarding.
Yeah, it's like waterboarding. I don't want to be waterboarded.
The troubled actor reportedly walked off the set of his first job. It was a commercial for hamburgers when he was only 12 years old.
Who did?
Yes.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat?
Val Kilmer.
Who dat?
Now tell me who dat? Who dat? They do that.
Okay, Val Kilmer. You really need to talk into your mic, baby.
Oh,
really
I'm sorry.
Let's not hurt.
Last week I was too loud, and
I'll talk to you after the show as far as fixing your mic.
Okay. Better.
Meanwhile, talking to your mic.
I'm right here. My face is right in front of it.
Just talk.
Ah.
Put it in.
Is that better?
Yes.
Your motherfucking mouth.
Okay.
It's more like.
Okay, so Val's the first one. Who's the next one?
Let's see. Yeah, he's not interesting.
Valerie.
Mike Myers.
Ooh.
Not, apparently, I've actually heard this. Has built a reputation throughout the years for being a high maintenance control freak.
Really, Mike Myers?
Huh. Yeah, apparently.
I'd believe it.
Get out of here.
That Canadian portion.
Yep.
Canadians are supposed to be nice.
It is reported that one guy even got fired for just looking him in the eye while he was practicing Austin Powers' character on the set.
Speaking of fired Canadians, sorry. What's next?
You're fired.
Three is Catherine Heigl. Oh, yeah,
Doc Fox is a piece of shit. Are we talking about that yet or no?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, he's fired.
Okay.
He's fired and he's a piece of shit.
I didn't know he was Canadian.
Well, he's a piece of shit. You should have known.
I knew that.
There you go. Oh. Yeah, hey, we need more wrestling shows with a guy who does a fake British accent. There you go.
I think
OSWVV. OSWVV.
No, we like those
guys. We like those guys.
I know, I'm just saying, I'm not making fun of them. I'm talking about Dark Fox's shitty accent.
Here's John trying to throw himself a lifesaver.
You're doing a good job tonight, John.
John,
thank you.
The show that was fired was called.
Do they still sell lifesavers? The candies? I never see them anywhere.
Sure, why not?
Yes, they do. They
changed it into gummy form.
Yeah, and those are delicious.
Gummy lifesavers.
The one joke I remember from the Marx Brothers was one of their movies where a girl was drowning, and then Groucho Marx was just hanging out throwing lifesaver candies at her.
My favorite Marx Brothers is Carl.
Karl Marx?
Yeah.
I was like Groucho.
That's a thinking man's joke.
I got it.
I got it.
We all got it.
So it's fucking Dark. You can go ahead and just
African American Fox.
You can just bury the rest of that list or hold it for at least a second because I'm sure this is going to take at least another 10 minutes.
I'm just scanning.
So Dark Fox was threatening. He was threatening to do his like his burnout. Like I'm going to do the radio guy thing and fucking burn bridges and ruin the end of his thing. Okay, first of all, if you want to have that kind of an ending to your show on a station, don't tell everybody.
Exactly, you moron. That's what I'm saying.
So obviously, we just locked him out of the server login. It's like, are you dummy? Like, dude, I would give him respect if he did do that way, but don't tell everyone. Like, why would you let everybody know?
Because he was probably too big. Because
he's dumb, that's why.
Because he's an arrogant prick and he's a pretentious douchebag, more so than you, Dutch. I know I give you shit for being a pretentious douche all the time. I hate it's Dark hurtful. Fox. Like, I love you secretly off the air when nobody knows that I'm loving you, you know?
He jerks off to you all the time.
All sexily. The time.
Okay, this is getting where? Even weirder. What are you going to say, Royce?
I have hotter. Really...
That Dark Fox apparently was good. I don't know what he's mad about, but he's the same guy. By the way...
You mad, bro?
You mad, bro?
You mad, bro?
He's the one that basically made me fire Hooter because he said that Hooter called police to his house and did a welfare check on his kid. And then I come to find out that nobody ever called the cops and it's just some bullshit. Like it's like, dude. I don't understand.
He's a drama queen, bro.
Aren't these people adults?
He's like a 12-year-old little girl.
Remember when was it? I think it was a couple of months ago where he was threatening to leave whether he was doing this thing behind the scenes where. He had a problem. He had a problem with Texi, the producer from the Red Show, who hasn't had a problem with that guy. But he, for whatever reason, got all butthurt for something that Texi was doing over Twitter and basically did the ultimatum thing. And we were like, okay, look, what the fuck? And I'm like, let me just tell him exactly what we're thinking. You don't fucking put us in that position. And I did it on the air. And during that whole time, I brought that up. I brought up the whole thing about the whole Hooter and Greenway situation, and Greenway happened to be on the phone at the time. And even he was just like, yeah, or I can't do a good Greenway voice. Royce, you're good at that. But
hey, Hooter, tell Dutch to shut up.
It's just, you know, I didn't hear this either. This whole thing is just weird to me. I just, it was weird.
That just sounds more like a gay voice.
That's how, have you not heard Hooter and Greenway? It's how Greenway sounds. But whatever. It's just, you know, I don't know, whatever. It's just, you know, it's the whole thing.
He just kind of mumbles.
I don't, you know, I don't know why I do radio, but I'm funny because he actually is a very funny guy. But anyways, so are Greenway 100% because of this now or what?
I don't know anymore because they're all talking crap in their little mark out radio chat and they think that I don't see what's going on in there. And I fucking do, you morons. All you duplicitous bastards that are in there. You don't think I see the bullshit you're saying and then acting differently in front of my.
Nobody
it's just,
cares.
There's just so much stupidity, like for just dumb reasons, like. Do your show and shut up.
And here's the thing. We have no problem doing if Green or not Green, either Greenway or if Dark Fox is listening to this right now and they want to have this settled on the air, we have no problem putting them on.
No, I'm coming.
Skype in, Hippo Juice Film. Here's the thing. We've always prided ourselves on being a station run by radio dudes. There's nothing better than having confrontation on the air. We understand that. And we thrive on it.
The way I looked at it, he said he was going to leave anyway Thursday. So yeah. I'd rather just have him miss one show. It's not even like I fired him. He was going to leave anyway Thursday.
Well, it's like, why? Dude, if you're going to be an asshole, like Royce, you were saying, talking shit off the air. No, we're not going to give you your last show. We're not going to give you that little honor. Fuck you. Go find a new platform to have spew your shit on.
And then, you know, as you guys know, Marianne from Daytime Divas and Lesson Love is to stop doing radio because she's going to focus on her family. So she'll be stepping away from MLR, and as a treat, I let her be the one to fire Dark Fox because she hated him. She fucking
you're a good man, Royce.
Hated him.
She really hated him.
Yeah, because enough of this bullshit. Enough of this. Like my problem is, it's. I think it was talking. It was talking. I think to Cousin Joe, and it's like, you know, sometimes you open up these more like radio chats, and it's like a daycare. It's not even like. It's a bunch of adults.
I pooped my pants. Wait,
chats are like a forum.
Whatever, just same thing.
It doesn't matter.
Because the chat room, I mean, it's kind of like a self-governing
thing. No. We're talking about the private, staff, like staff WhatsApp chat and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Staff shit. Okay.
Yeah, staff chats. And not even
the staff infections.
Think about that.
Sometimes it's like, come on, you're 40 years old. What are you fighting about?
I thought I made it clear when I confronted him the first time he gave us an ultimatum that, look, we have no problem doing any of this on the air. So if you have an issue, do it on the air.
He just keeps giving people old tomatoes. Dude, I'm sick of those.
Old tomatoes?
Yeah. Old tomatoes. He gave me an old tomato. And I was like, I'm not a guy who's going to live up to your old tomatoes.
I don't.
No one gives me old tomatoes. I want fresh tomatoes.
Ultimatum.
You cannot make good borscht with old tomatoes.
Ultimatum.
You're saying it wrong. It's old tomatoes.
No,
Tomato, tomato, bro. No, I get it.
What I'm saying old is tomatoes. A word. What
the born old tomato.
The born old tomatoes. That was when we were Matt Damon had to go get tomatoes. I saw it. It was really good.
I didn't see that film.
Yeah, it was really good.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
How good?
Yeah, he lost in a card game.
Fantastic. I have the box set of all the...
I don't want to hear about your box.
Where it sets.
You never let me talk
about my box.
I still... Picks or get the fuck out.
GTFO?
Yep.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I mean, you know, as much shit as you want to get, she's going to go do it. She's going to do it right now.
She's going to do it.
I want
to
see your pussy. Ooh, yay, pussy picture for Dutch. Anyway, so with Dark Fox, I mean, he's good at radio. He is. He's a good producer. He's good at radio. I'm never going to trash him for his ability. I'm not going to say that his show sucks or that his ability sucks. But the way you went about everything was kind of bitchy, man. It's like we're trying to have fun here. Like, I know, like, anybody loves a good fight on the radio, but the way you went about it was just so petty and dumb and not radio guy like that. It was like, I lost some respect for you, man.
For a bunch of people that are supposed to have thick skin, a lot of them don't, and a lot of them get really hurt.
They get butt hurt bad, man.
Really easily.
Bitches.
It's just amazing to me doing this for so long, like seeing like the different kinds of people. You know, there's people that get it, and there's just people that just never will. Like,
right.
You take this shit fucking personal. There's nothing that happens on this show that should ever make you angry. It's a fucking radio show. Relax. Calm down. And the thing is, what bothers me the most is you get bothered on social, block people. It doesn't matter. Then they disappear.
Wait, you can block people?
Uh-huh.
I don't understand. I should follow them more?
No. You can block
like the Lego.
You
movie.
Don't see them.
Everything so is awesome.
More. I block them and then
everything
look at them.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Right. See?
Everything is awesome.
Mitch knows what I'm talking about.
Mitch, if you make that a button, I'm going to murder you.
Mitch, make that a button.
Make two buttons.
Make that a button.
Dude, you do not do this. I'm giving you an executive order.
Actually, Mitch, also then make a button of what Dutch just said about don't make this a button.
Yes.
That'd be the dumbest and not used button ever.
But it will.
Use it every time someone says something that should be made into a button.
Every time someone says,
you know,
says a flub.
Try that. Okay, try that sentence over again. Stupid.
Everything is awesome.
I need a picture of your box.
I just posted it in the chat.
Wait, you did?
Really? Love Actually?
Yeah. Didn't.
That is a sexy box.
It's your box set.
That's Thank not, you.
That yeah, is so...
The Born Old Tomato box
set. Uncool. First of all, who buys that many DVDs anymore?
Nobody.
I got all of those for Christmas. Not all at once in one Christmas, but multiple Christmases over time.
DJ Blu-ray, bro.
Okay. How many Christmases would you say?
12.
I don't think they had...
That was a good interview question, Sean. Thank you.
I answered it for
you. Well, the Blu-rays are newer, but the DVDs in the back are older.
Is this the
Sean's the worst interviewer?
Is this the fourth party? Hold on.
This is Sean's interviewing skill. Hey, Dutch, where are you from?
Colorado.
So, Dutch, what's your favorite movie?
Hands. Hands. He's working with his hands. That kind of hands.
Hands. Hands over there.
That was equivalent to my hands questions, except mine was more embarrassing because we actually had a real guest on the line.
Hands, you know, the hamburger helper guy. He's a hand. There's hands.
Dutch, what color are your eyes?
Baby, beautiful blue color.
See?
Dude.
It works.
It's 4 years ago and I'm still living it down.
I know. You're so.
You're living it up, bro.
Living it up, bro.
What?
Living it up while you're going down.
Down. What were we talking about? Oh, anyway. So, I mean, dude. That's not what I was talking about.
Sorry.
What just happened?
I'm assuming everything is off.
Oh, okay.
Well, everything's awesome now because, like, you know, dude. Oh, that's my point.
Sorry.
Everything is awesome.
Oh.
Are you done?
Hey, guys. Oh, I already recorded.
Hey, guys.
Hey, can you keep playing that? Hold on. I want to hear the beginning a little bit more.
Oh, hold on. I got to find it again. I closed.
Oh, you closed it out? Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. Don't worry about it. Anyways, my point was that Royce, you're making a point earlier. Like, some people have thick skin, some people don't. Like, you know,
point was that Royce.
Hence making, why, huh?
You said my point was Royce is making a point.
No. I was going to get to his point that he made, and my point is the reason why we stick with shows.
Look at the regular Pointer Sisters over here.
My point is, I want to point out this point.
Are you going to use your hands? Are you going to use your hands when you point things out?
Shut up, D. You don't have heard that yet.
Sometimes be a Dutch, we point things out with each other while watching Point Break.
We see. The point is that Royce has a point because he's always on point.
I could have reworded that, couldn't I?
Maybe a little bit.
Well, maybe a little bit.
Asking more pointed questions.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Can I start over?
Venus.
Sure, go ahead.
I had some for this.
Take two. Wait, hold on. What's the reset music again?
Ba-bum-bum. Oh.
All right. My point is to go with Royce's previous statement in the fact that we always...
Take three. Say point more. Point was better now. I liked when you said point.
Yeah, I don't want to say it more than once, though.
You got to do it at least three times.
I don't want to, though.
But that's the bit.
But I'm not doing a bit right now. I'm just trying to make a point.
Get to the point already.
Point. Okay. The reason why we have this show is around the ones who have thick skin. The guys like The Red Show. The guys like Hammy and Punchy. The guys like Dennis. People. All these other people. Well, okay, that's different.
I didn't realize so many podcasters had skin conditions.
They have no problem getting smashed, right, having listeners coming after them, getting trashed like we do. Obviously, I just was under the barrel for the last 5 minutes. Like, people who have no problem doing that. If you have this bitchy attitude for someone like making fun of you, like, dude, it's like, do you not understand that we wouldn't be making fun of you if we didn't care about you at all? So other shows out there, if we're not talking about you at all, maybe you should put yourself on the radar so we can make fun of you.
That was a good point.
Good. Cool story.
So the thing is, okay, never mind. My point is that making
what is your point?
There's no point.
Okay. It's pointless, you would say.
It's pointless. That would be a good way to say it.
Point of no return.
No return on that one.
Would it be a ballpoint pen?
I was trying to wrap the show up so we can get out of here, and you guys just left me dead in the water.
Oh, well, that's when you...
Sorry.
Don't tear it! Don't tear it!
Yeah, but it's all done. That's how painful I feel right now. This hurts.
That was so adorably sad.
Will that help? Here, I'll flash you. Will that help?
Sure.
Boop.
I can't see anything. You're just showing cleavage. I've seen that 1,000 times before.
One's an innie and one's an outie.
Whatever, I have
that
too. I
can't show more than that.
So, I mean, you know, nothing special.
Do it, Mitch.
I already did.
Show us some titties.
I feel like you have the most special cleavage, Mitch.
It's a little hairy, but I mean, I got some of it. Just got to kind of push
it
together.
Yeah, push it together. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
Roy, do you have any points to make on top of my points that I pointed out so pointedly?
No, you're pretty poignant.
There you go.
It's a different word.
It worked.
It's fine.
They got to laugh, Sean. That's what matters.
Yeah, Sean, it's not about being
accurate. Yeah, Sean, you don't get laughs.
No.
That's why the fourth party was so successful.
It is.
Oh, and the awesome show.
The awesome show.
Got it.
Yeah, because those are both the longest running
gags on Morley
Radio. And by the way, the second episode.
Oh, my God, the fourth party.
They both had two episodes.
The fucking fourth party. I forgot all about that.
So let's not. Okay.
I remember. What's Sean, the fourth party?
I remember Sean last week because I was unfollowing Twitter accounts that were inactive just to clean up my timeline. And I was like, hey, Sean, remember the fourth party? Because your Twitter's still active.
D just asked what the fourth party was.
D, you don't want to know.
The fourth party was a long running
abortion
podcast hosted by Sean, or a radio show hosted
by
Sean.
It was our West Wing.
Right.
Yeah,
it was his attempt at being Rush Limbaugh, essentially.
It was highly successful and acclaimed.
It was also directed
for both
by Aaron's
hours. Both hours that it happened.
Both.
More than one. Both. It was a good time.
What killed it, Sean? The fact that the lack of callers?
You answered it.
Sean. Saturday at 2 a.m. hanging out with Sean. That's basically what he talks about.
No, because Saturday at 2 a.m., Sean will actually have a full discussion.
Oh, I see what she did there.
Yeah.
I get it.
That was low blow.
Was it?
I mean, not really. I mean,
it's accurate.
I don't care. Technically,
I don't know what's going
Sean
on.
Knows about all kinds of blows.
I blew a guy this weekend, so what?
Both singular and plural of the word blow, Sean is versed.
In all of its different meanings and textures.
So you did coke with
past,
a gay
present,
dude?
And
context.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not opposed to that.
Did you?
No one did coke.
I hung out with what are these two bitches heroin. Getting at?
Just heroin.
Nothing. We're getting at nothing. We're being
silly.
We're
getting at to the end of the show.
Just
was
being dumb.
Just ask us why we're better.
Yeah.
That's right. Marie, I'm not going to ask you. You're excused. You can go to bed now.
No.
Go to bed.
She wants to be
go
better.
To bed. Go to bed. Go to bed. Put your hand out so Royce can smack it.
No.
What did you do?
I was a bad girl.
Okay, Royce, now spank me. Can I get a spanking? Royce, spank me.
Punch him right in the
Royce,
face.
Why aren't you spanking me? Really? Come on, I'm right
Mitch,
here.
Mitch, why are you better?
I'm right here.
I am better than you because the Deadpool movie is the first comic book movie I actually do want to see.
Yes!
Johnny Cakes, Sanzari, why are you better?
I'm better than you because you pull up a huge titted lady online and I can tell you what her name is without looking anywhere else.
Speaking of big tits, Big Booby D, why are you better?
I think it speaks for itself, but I've used that before and you told me I couldn't anymore. So, because I can speak directly into my microphone.
Okay, there you go. Sean.
I am better than you because the fourth party.
Marie.
I'm better than you because I've renamed the J5
named.
Show.
Nime.
I'm just a southern male. I'm
just my name, man, my pussy and crack and things.
Now, you boys listen here, you see.
I might just be a southern lore.
My time now to mountain time now.
Mountain time now. I like it.
Royce.
I am better than you because I don't give anybody old tomatoes.
You're doing nice. Again.
And I'm better than you because I learned that a female ferret has, if they don't have sex within a year, they die. So I feel like I'm a better person now because I know that.
Why haven't they made a Ferris Bueller movie but starring a ferret? I'd watch
that. Is
Ferris
a dude.
Ferret Bueller's Day Off.
We're going to discuss that next week on Dutch and Royce.
Oh, it's happening.
Talk squirrely to me.
Hey, don't forget to listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow, and don't forget to come to the live event 10 days from now. Just Jake's, Montclair, New Jersey. Just look it up. All the details are online.
We'll let you touch our pee-pees.
Yes.
Fine.
With your pee-pees.
Hot.
So, all right, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce.